Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L. Back to the back.
got a place in fix up now. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So,
Doctor. magnitude elite.
Oh.
No need for a curtain of fish, that's one. Need some hot shit, that's out the norm. Now can't talk, yeah, talk your horn. Shut shit down, there just perform. This is your mission, just grand. All you other bitches, just get gone. It's my time and bitch, I'm on. I'm the one that's the girl come upon. This is your mission, just grand.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sten Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovins presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, April 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus School Boys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the Kickball and Spades Tournament, Sunday, April 14th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Clock the hair.
Clock the hair.
Clock the mug.
Clock the mug.
Clock the nails. Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag.
Clock the bag.
Clock the shoe.
Clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock. It's time to work.
Work, 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 work.
Move over, amateurs. Taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Harley Lou. Ooh, on, check me, boo. Not you. I'm a pro.
Hello to all my callers that's calling in. It's a lot going on. Tonight is going to be no holds barred. As you know, the fight in North Carolina Awards Ball aftermath went viral. So we're going to chime in on that a little bit more tonight because it seems like, you know, the little elite group is scared to spill the real tea. So this is where you get the real tea. Can we bring back my girls?
This Kiki is marvelous.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
It comes
the people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addictive
reading
high, like all highs.
Is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and Kiki's,
it. You absorb it,
laugh,
you take it.
And
you like
Kiki's,
it.
Laugh. And Kiki's shade is, I don't tell you about it, but I don't have to tell you.
No. Hello,
yes.
Mother.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hello, Jason. Oh. Hello, Enrique. I'm J-Rock, Mark, Tiffany.
Hi,
hello.
Hello, my love. So, have you guys chimed in to all the news feeds and things of that sort?
Yep.
So, where do you want to start? They're under investigation right now. As we
investigation?
Is everyone here?
Yeah.
Everyone's here.
Tiffany?
I said I'm here.
Oh, I didn't hear you. How are you, love?
I'm sorry.
Well, Mother,
so,
I guess.
Right, so can we get to the madness? What's going on with Marcus running from the camera like? celebrity
also,
that has to protect her image.
Yeah, so we're starting straight out the gate shaking the tape.
No, well, tell me about Marcus.
Throwing tables.
No, he attacked this child in this other group or whatever, and then told the child, I made $24,000 at the ball. I'll come to Houston and whoop your ass. But my thing is, you made $24,000 at the ball, and you hopping in a yellow cab? Where's the coins at?
Tiffany, we can't. I'm sorry, Tiffany, you have to speak up. I'm getting that we can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I said what kills me about Marcus is he came for this child and this other group telling the child, I made $24,000 at the ball, you know, or whatever, and I'll come to Houston and whoop your ass or whatever. But my thing is, you made $24,000 at a ball and you hopped in a yellow cab? Right.
Marcus said this. What group did he say this at?
In this Gulf Coast group, he told that child, tread lightly. 500 people at $30 a pop equals $24,000. And he'll come to Houston and whoop his ass. Where was the whooping of the ass when the Dark Knight slapped you? That's what I want to know. Don't come to me, I'll play that shit.
Well, child, money is going to be gone soon because that lady is coming for that ass. She's suing.
Well, actually, he said Marcus said he did press one. I don't know if the $24,000 part is true, but he did say he pressed one.
Well, get him on here.
Bitch, I thought I was not going to Kiki tonight, but I guess
incoming
I
transmission.
Hello?
I'm here. First off, hold on, let me say this. I never told no
wait,
hold on.
Don't
let me
come on here like I'm
here.
Hi,
everybody. I learned it. Hi, everybody. First off,
hey,
y'all.
Hey, you could have gave that to the new guy. Why did you give all of that to the new guy?
I'm here. Well, to be honest with y'all, I was actually going up there to pick up my cell phone and head to the airport. Like, really, realistically, I need a break. I needed a break. I was heading to the airport. I fill up my phone. I pick up my phone, and I had to get in the fucking cab. So, I'm just sitting here gagging. The people are coming to pick up the tables and the chairs, and I'm just at alarm. Me and the lady had already worked everything out. She was sending the bill, and then she's an innocent person. I want people to really think about the consequences that they suffer when they do things like this. My face was shown, I guess it was shown on the news. Why was my face shown on the news when I did nothing wrong? I did everything right. And a higher security, bonded security. Now, if my job sees my face going across the news with this brawl, North Carolina's an at-will state. I can be fired just because. For any purpose.
I think
but
because
your face wasn't shown.
What? Yeah, where was the face shown at? Your face was shown on
your
there?
Your face wasn't shown.
It wasn't.
No, they got the back of your head, Marcus. Now,
I'll be honest with y'all, my phone has rung so much today. Well, at about 7 o'clock, I took a nap. I just got up maybe like 30 minutes ago. I went and got me some cold medicine. I didn't see the 11 o'clock news.
I'm
I saw it 4 and 5 o'clock.
Well, Marcus, I'm
like,
looking at your picture now.
It was so?
They show us it's a side view of your face. It's not your full face, but it's enough.
I don't have a problem with it. I didn't sign up for that. I didn't do anything wrong. So that's
my problem
with it.
Sweet Brown didn't sign up to be on the news, sweetie.
Sweet Brown did sign up on the Nuita News. She went up there. She told them their story, and she made herself look like a fool, and she think. I wasn't prepared to answer their questions. One, I didn't even know what they knew. So I was just like, okay, well, you know, because she was like, well, where's the attic? When I went in there to go get the phone, well, where was the security and where was this and where was that?
That's what I'm going to ask you, Marcus. Are you going to sue the security? Because where were they?
The
security
was
running.
This is my question. Do y'all expect security to attack people with machetes and axes and stuff? Like, do y'all really?
No, but, you know, people didn't come in there. The video shows clearly that Tony did not come through with the machete at first.
Well, and that was the whole, they opened up the garage door and the other door so people could leave. Because that really wasn't even the entrance. The door that you came in through was the actual side door where you actually go through and, you know, they had the little window right there where you would pay. Then they opened that up so people could get out quickly. I mean, it was a whole camera setup section right there.
Marcus, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but from what I'm getting, security was out the building before the faggots could get out the building.
I'll be honest with you.
But you know why, though? You know why, though? Because security is not equipped for a fucking riot. That's when they call the police.
Yeah.
They're equipped for that one or two people that want to cut up and they can get them out the... But when it's a whole riot, bitch, I don't have my riot gear. I don't have... Bitch, I'm getting out of here. But we can use the popo.
And then, and Tiffany, in regards to the young man, I felt violated because that young man wasn't even at the ball. Had he said the North Carolina Awards aftermath or mini ball, that would have been fine, or the aftermath. He said the Carolina Charlotte is a very small city. So, essentially, now we'll never be able to use that name again. Like, we won't be able to go anywhere and run anywhere. We won't be able to say competitive fashion show, anything like that, and that makes it hard. He wasn't there. I mean, what benefit did these people get? I don't understand what benefit did Kelly get for recording the video. I don't understand what benefit, you know.
That video,
I'm
Kelly was not the only one
yesterday.
That recorded. There was six
right, but Marcus, let me say this to you, Marcus, though. Like you said, the man wasn't there. But he's only reposting what somebody that was at the ball
did. I now give to you.
No interest.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here the.
what benefit I get out of recording it. If people are going to sit here and they're going to fight at a ball, I'm going to record it, and I'm going to post it on my motherfucking Facebook. And if anybody feels any type of way about what I motherfucking did, they can kiss my entire fat motherfucking ass, because I give two fucks what anybody thinks. If bitches want to act like baboons and act like animals, bitch, I'm going to record it, and I'm going to put it up. And if anybody feels any type of way, bitch, they should feel some type of way towards the people that caused the riot. But everybody want to sit here and they want to throw me underneath the bus with saying, bitch, the girls can kiss my motherfucking ass.
Kelly, that part was handled.
Kelly, they did the same thing to you.
Kelly, all of that was handled on Sunday. Do you not know that the police are doing
what we can't do is we can't talk over each other.
If it happens again, I'm going to record it again, and I'm going to put it up a motherfucking game, bitch. And anybody that has an opinion about it can kiss my entire black motherfucking ass, because I don't give a fuck what any of you motherfucking bitches think about me, because at the end of the day, y'all don't pay my motherfucking bills. So y'all can all kiss my ass. I want to thank everybody for the positive support with the comments, and everybody with the negative support and all the motherfucking comments that they've been making. Can kiss my entire
body. Kelly, you think you're selling the ballroom scene out? You don't think you're selling innocent people out?
Let me tell you something, bitch. Y'all all sitting Marcus, y'all all sitting here and y'all adding Kelly. Why none of y'all punk pussy ass bitches is adding the motherfucking Red Rock? Adding the motherfucking company. Won't y'all do something about
girls? We passed the motherfucking issue last night, bitch. Y'all sat there and y'all. Y'all sat there and censored this motherfucking show last night. Y'all sat there and didn't go do a motherfucking thing. Y'all always do that shit. Don't come on here and say it. Bitches try to say it.
Wait. What we're not going to do is not argue and yell over top of each other. You have your side. Kelly had her side.
Kelly, 2 years of...
Go ahead, Marcus.
Situation, and you felt some motherfucking type of way when it was you that was being attacked, bitch. You sat here and you sat on that radio and you made everybody feel bad for you. I feel bad for you too, Kelly. I feel bad for anybody who was hurt and they weren't a part of that. I feel bad for the people that's to me saying, I'm in the military. I don't want my doctor to see my face on here. I was just at the ball. I didn't do anything wrong. I don't want my job. I don't want my family to see, you know, a part of something like this. That's the crazy part.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Well, if that's the case, even if it wasn't a fight or anything, they shouldn't want to be at the ball because the ball is being motherfucking recorded. So don't come at me with that motherfucking ball.
Right. I was going to say that.
Hold on. I'm talking. Because the ball could have went on motherfucking show with no fights, no incident, but they still would have been on camera.
Kelly, I didn't see you post Melvin versus Donye fight. What's the difference?
Okay, well, Donye and motherfucking Melvin fight, bitch. I'm in Tyler Caesar to pick the motherfucking fighter. It ain't no motherfucking different, bitch. I don't give a fuck for him, bitch, right or not.
Right, because Marcus, I was going to say the same thing.
It's going to be a topic tonight as well. So is the ban list still in effect?
The ban list's been out of effect because the girls that was the people that was sitting on the council that was voting when their house numbers names came up and say it became a fucking problem. So the ban list went out of fucking effect.
Wow.
Right. But I do understand about the whole video thing because, you know, you saying we're selling out the whole thing, but Ballroom Throwbacks, myself and other people have posted videos on YouTube as well. So are we all selling out the ball scene?
And let me
if
say
you
something else, too.
If you're portraying the ballroom scene in a negative light and you're getting paid for it, yes, you are.
I don't get paid for anything that I post on my motherfucking page. I just post it up because what? I'm a motherfucking journalist. Bitch, I don't give a fuck who it was. Miss Thing to Miss Ryan, he's gonna been in any motherfucking fighting Miss Thing, bitch. And if I recorded it, Miss Thing, and I was on the sideline, bitch, it would be posted the fuck up.
So
why is the truth like that?
And it's no candy coating the truth. So putting up all these having fun videos when you really don't have that much fun at balls, it's mostly fights. So the truth is the truth.
So Marcus, are there going to be anybody banned in North Carolina, or is this going to be paid? Well, who?
Enrique, why you asking that question, Enrique? Look who they're talking about, Enrique. Why you asking that question? These bitches ain't gonna ban nobody. They don't got the power.
I don't know about these bitches.
Cali, let him speak.
I got more balls than you motherfucking think. In regards to anything that I do, I will handle. But y'all haven't, this is the point, this is a very stressful time. Y'all don't realize y'all haven't given an opportunity to even respond. Like, this is the shit I now have to worry about, how my job is going to be, my family. You know, my face is, you know, whatever. If y'all recognize me, apparently other people recognize me too. That's sad. That's fucking sad.
Wait, I got a question, Marcus. This just came in through my inbox. It said, how can you say it's a ban list when you nominated the Revlons for House of the Year and they just got the fight in? They said, wait a minute. They said they just got the fight in earlier in the year and they made House of the Year their ball.
Marcus, let me be clear. First off, this is not just Marcus's ball. If it was Marcus's ball, a lot of things might be different.
But Marcus, you're the only one speaking up for the ball, so we do point the finger at you.
I'll accept that. If other people, Econ and Tim said that they weren't able to get on the phone last night, I'm going to take their word for it. But at this point, because it's something that I work hard to protect, I'm going to take the integrity of the name and the branding of the name. I felt like the Carolina Awards ball was very successful. I totally agree with Kelly that I feel like the aftermath has a stigma attached. Although last year it was fine. It was very successful. We didn't have any problems. We gave away the money. There was no issue. I think motherfuckers just don't know how to act sometimes. In regards to cameras, never again.
So cameras are not allowed? So nobody can tape at your balls anymore?
Nobody can tape anything I ever have again. Unless it's on a DVD. In fact, not even a DVD. I'm not allowing it.
So that means you're saying the girls can't come in with their cell phones.
I don't give a fuck.
So you're gonna have security at the door.
And I will report what Caesar is doing, and Caesar didn't do anything wrong, but it's putting us in a bad situation to where people can't, at this point, I don't even know if I'm ever having a ball again. But even it's putting us in a situation to where we don't even know how to act. Essentially,
you
even lost the event Saturday because of a YouTube video that you put up. My opinion wasn't even really bad, Kelly. Sitting here sensationalizing and media whoring. You were the Wendy Williams of the ballroom scene, and you're doing this, I guess, to get some type of attention and get some type of contract. And whenever you blow up,
I'm not
ballroom scene. Because that's what you're sitting there doing it for.
Marcus, how dare you insult me? I don't need
to insult you, Kelly.
I'm
telling you, you're faking it to make it. You're doing the same thing.
I let you speak, Marcus.
Y'all are playing with my livelihood now.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I can talk for myself, okay? How dare you fucking insult me that I need some tacky-ass aftermath to get motherfucking license thing, whether the fight was recorded or not? Bitch, I don't need that to get life or anything. Bitch, I'm a journalist. Whether it happened, if it was Ms. Riley's fighting, bitch, and I was standing on the sideline, and they was fighting and I was recording it, it still would have went up. I want the fight with Donye and motherfucking Melvin to go up, but Caesar recorded that. I was too stoned to motherfucking record it, because if I recorded it, bitch, it would have been the fuck up. I don't give a fuck who it is, mistake. If bitches want to come out and act like motherfucking animals, bitch, then I'm going to do what
I have to do. What about the innocent people, Kelly, that you're hurting that had nothing to do with that?
What about the innocent people? Everybody's innocent. But you,
Marcus,
you posted in my group that I made the ballroom look negative in some type of light, Marcus.
You made the Carolina Awards ball look negative.
Marcus, when you should have at the girls that was in that video that was fighting made themselves and made the ballroom look that way.
Kelly,
because they were the ones doing
Kelly,
it. Only
that was being dealt with. That was being dealt with. You didn't give us a chance to deal with anything.
Oh.
Honestly, the police shut everything down on Sunday. There were going to be no files. Unless somebody wanted to file charges, the police was just there to make sure everybody got home safe. Everything was calm. Now, this video is up. Police into an investigation. They're blowing up our cell phones. The news cameras are trying to meet at you at your house and your job. They're harassing this venue lady, calling. This lady ain't never operated no club a day in her life. She's sitting here being accused of being an illegal club operator.
This from the video being posted?
Yes, they knew the video was sent to World Hip Hop All Star, and then someone took the video and sent it to the first news station along with the address of where the ball took place. Had they just seen, because see, honestly, Kelly didn't do it by herself, or whoever posted the video didn't do it. It never said this was in Charlotte, North Carolina. It never said it was at 28 on East 28th Street. A queen took it upon their business to send the video and sent all the categories and our telephone numbers and this lady address to the news station as a lead, and they went, and that's when they did it. And now the police are investigating it like that. So now it's a big thing.
But I was the one. I'm the one that everybody's tagging, and everybody besides a couple of people.
Kelly, I'm not upset just at you. I'm upset at everybody, all parties involved. But it was something we were trying to handle as a media relations person, Kelly. When a scandal happens in the house of Ms. Rahi, the first thing you try to do is damage control, right? That's what we were trying to do. You sat to me, if you were my friend, you sat here, and I'm not saying you intentionally set me up, but it's caused an adverse, I mean, it's caused a problem for me. It's caused a problem for Econ. It's caused a problem for Tim. It's caused a problem for Chicken. It's caused a problem for Carolina Ballroom, period. We'll probably never be able to rent anything for a very long time. That means no balls in the Carolinas, which that doesn't really matter because maybe people were over it anyway.
So all this is because Kelly posted a video.
But that's because of Kelly.
Mind you, let me remind you, there was nobody from the Carolinas fighting in that video.
Because of Kelly. That's what you, Kelly.
They fought because they wanted to fight. They brawled because they wanted to brawl.
That's the way it seems.
You're taking it that way. What I'm saying, Kelly, is I'm personally offended that you did that.
Guys, can I just say, because you guys are yelling, I'm going to say.
Because Marcus, that's the way it came across. Because everybody that has been calling my phone all day and texting my phone, they say, stop texting my phone, whoever texting my phone, I'm on the radio. Okay? Well, everybody that's been calling my phone and texting my phone all day, Marcus, has been saying, oh, I thought you were Marcus's girlfriend. Why is Marcus throwing you underneath the bus like this?
But I'm not throwing you under the bus, Kelly. I felt like this is a friend, Kelly. But I'm not totally blocked on what I feel as a friend. As a friend, I should be able to tell you how I feel. As a friend, I feel betrayed, Kelly. As a friend, I felt like that was something that we did well to cover up. The police would come, the promoters, the owner would come. But now all hell broke loose.
Marcus, as a friend, Marcus, we talked on the phone. You did not have to go into Mike's house.
Kelly, I never knew you was going to post. When you said you was going to post the video on World Hop Hip Star, I thought you were playing. I did not expect you to do that.
And Marcus, I was going to post the video. As soon as I got back to New York, I was going to post the video because I was only on my phone. Somebody else beat me to it.
Okay, we have spent 45 minutes. Going back and forth.
Now, you exaggerated.
She did not. She did not post it, but it was posted. So it's nothing that we can do about it now. It's posted.
Well,
we need to move on past who posted
right.
it and why it was posted and deal with the fact that there were savages at a ball.
Right.
Jason, Jason in London, hold on for 1 minute. To you motherfucking bitches in the motherfucking chat room, bitch, let me tell you something, bitch. I've been doing this for too motherfucking long, bitch. I don't have to lie about a motherfucking thing, bitch. If I posted the motherfucking video of World Star, bitch, like I posted the last one at the border of D.C., bitch, I would say I motherfucking posted, and I would hold my motherfucking own, because it ain't like any motherfucking bitch gonna motherfucking check me.
Exactly.
So what measurements, let's get to the point, because, you know, what measurements is North Carolina going to do to prevent this from happening again? Or what measurements are you going to take to prevent this from happening again, Mark?
Well, I think the new leaders, they're sitting down and they're trying to figure, for me right now, I personally have to, like, I have to step back and assess this, because even at the end of the day, I don't do this for the money, because it ain't really that kind of money that's brought in. At the end of the day, this is what, I mean, we have to go back and take an assessment. But to be honest with you, Carolinas haven't historically had problems. These incidents that have taken place have been people who come from out of town who don't know how to act. This problem stemmed from two people from the Midwest who maybe had an underlying issue that has just been brewing over and over again. Unfortunately,
well,
it could have happened
people?
Anywhere.
It was
Lana
and
Stephanie, we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Right. So I just hope that, you know, I feel bad. I feel bad that people are saying, oh, I can never come to North Carolina again. You know, I don't feel safe. I'm going to tell y'all how I felt. I felt some type of way when on Sunday when I went in that room, people were screaming for their lives. Like they thought like somebody was chasing them with a gun or a knife, and they were begging and banging on that window to let them in that door, and we would let a few in, and we didn't know who was attacking and who wasn't. We didn't know really know 100% who was who and what they had. We were letting some people in and some people out. It was like you ever seen one of those murder movies when somebody comes in the office and starts shooting and people just start running for their lives and locking doors? That's what it gave me. I felt like people were going to be trampled to death. It changed my whole, I don't even want to go to a bar right now.
Yeah, that's who you should be mad at, them people there.
But I am. And then for people to sit here and say that other people were recording it, I'm not aware. I saw people screaming for their lives and in fear and of anger.
No, I was not. I was the only one. Everybody, the girls, it was a whole bunch of people with phones and iPads and everything that was recorded from the
child.
State.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. Not
I'm the only person. I'm the only person that was up and close in front in the action. All the girls else still from the sideline, and they recorded it from the sideline. I'm the only one that got into the mix, bitch, because I wasn't worried about nobody hitting me with a chair or a motherfucking table.
Yeah, and I was
okay.
In the building the whole time, the entire time, and I'm telling you.
But you know what? At the end of the day, bitch, nobody else was recording it, bitch. Season wasn't even recorded. I recorded it. I put it out. Now what's going to happen now?
Who is calling someone?
Right.
Yeah. I think it might be Tony Milan. So we got all that out. You're upset that it's been posted and all that stuff. But so what? It's been posted. If it wasn't posted, so it wouldn't be a big issue. It wouldn't be a big problem.
Come on with the ringing of the phone. It's rude.
Wait, it's not picking up.
Well, what I feel, Enrique, is had the video not been posted, it would have given us an opportunity to kind of at least try to handle it internally, and maybe it would have went to the news, and it might would have. But my problem is, like, for that footage to be displayed and for people to be sitting there like, oh, you know, have y'all read some of the comments on World All-Star Hip Hop? Like, these faggots need to be burned or need to be bombed. I mean,
well,
why
that's nothing we don't say to each other.
Point?
People feel like that anyway, even without World Star Hip Hop. Some heteros feel like that about us anyway.
Well, right,
so
but why are we promoting and exploiting ourselves for negative energy when only a few people are going to, you know, everybody wants to borrow shit to go mainstream?
Tony Revlon came around with an axe and a fucking knife, and we all were sitting in the damn room. We didn't promote anything. That wasn't us.
Why promote the negativity when they don't accept us for who we are already?
Right. I mean, it might be a key to
Everybody's so sitting here and everybody is so worried about the video. Everybody needs to worry about the violence and all this other shit that's happening. Everybody's so worried about the video. What are we going to do about this violence that's going on?
When you videotape it, you're promoting it.
Okay, you know what?
I don't think all of this... should be blamed on Tony neither, because those Ebonies were really attacking that one girl for no, like, seriously.
London, London, no. London,
no,
the Revlon.
No, Mark.
Hi, London. The Revlon.
Hello, Mark. You know your house carried on that child.
No, the video was caught at a different time. There was chairs being thrown on both sides in the beginning. When it stopped, he picked up the chair, and she picked up the table and threw the table, and that's when they started launching chairs back to back. The video was
they
not
were launching
at the
chairs.
Very
Mark,
you know what, Mark?
Everybody worried about all the repercussions and everything that's coming from this video, from this little smidget of a video that I posted up this day. If I get the motherfucking whole full video from my motherfucking brother and post it up on my motherfucking page this day, then the girls got to really worry about that.
But what I'm worried about. This is what I'm worried about.
Ellie, the police already have the whole video. It's eventually going to come out.
Okay,
they
so this is what I'm worried about.
They don't have boardroom throwbacks version of the video where it started from with the altercation when the verbal comments was coming that led up to the pushing and the shoving in the chair. They don't have the whole video. They have the
right,
because
Dante and Vanna was the beginning of all of this. So this didn't just occur out of nowhere.
What?
And Tony just didn't come from nowhere. This all started with them two, and it escalated really quickly.
Right. I need to know what happened. Now, what happened now?
What happened was they was doing realness with a twist.
Right.
Dante came over and said something to Ronna, Miss Thing. Ronna said something back to him, and he gave the very, something about her being a realness with a twist, Miss Thing, and then it escalated from there.
So in the midst of that, someone was not only one person, not only was Tony's son stabbed, but someone else was stabbed.
Tony's son was stabbed. Motherfucking face was cut on his arm. Half of her wig was pulled off, and she was maimed. Okay, everybody's worried about everything else that happened. Let's talk about motherfucking Tony's son being stabbed, face being cut, Africa being motherfucking maimed, bitch. Let's talk about that. But everybody's worried about this video and who posted the video, who did what, who, what, where, and why. Bitch, please.
Kelly, you posting the video online is exploiting.
Oh my God, Mark, is your
Marcus?
You said, Mark, wait a minute, Kelly. Marcus, you sound like Tom and a $30.
Hold on,
Jason. Let me say this. And I'm gonna tell y'all, y'all gonna let me say this. Every time there's a bigger issue, we turn around on another issue. We try to mask what we're really talking about. Anytime when there's an underlying issue, we sit here and we try to go to something else to make it not look so bad. It's gonna always be a bigger issue and a bigger problem.
Marcus, hold on, because then if you want to go there and me promoted the video and everything, then you didn't have adequate security, because before Tony came in with the hatchet, it was already Mace being motherfucking sprayed. So security wasn't doing their job because somebody got in the fucking building with motherfucking Mace.
The security are not the police, they are not the FBI, and they are not the CIA task force to sit here and disband people. They did their job. When a riot breaks out, they can't fix that. So if y'all want to sit here,
I'm not talking about the riot, Marcus. I'm talking about the Mace that was Mace before Tony even went outside his car and came back with whatever he came back with.
Oh,
it
girl,
was Mace
being
Mace in the building.
People mace all the time. People spray mace in the mall just because that happens. They went through your bags. You queens have gotten very good at hiding y'all shit.
You make a whole bunch of excuses.
I had security all weekend, bonded security. Some motherfuckers don't get no security at motherfucking all. They have their girlfriends.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, caller, you said hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay,
this
next
is not
caller,
Metro
please.
PCS. Hello.
We have Tom coming on the line. Tom, are you there?
I am here, and before I say anything,
Marcus needs to be muted because I'm not going to go do a back and forth tonight. I'm not going to go try to argue over him. I need less than 5 minutes to give this quick dissertation, and I am out.
He's muted, Tom.
Now, let me begin with Kelly. Kelly, you didn't do anything wrong. Let's be completely clear about that. I completely support what you did posting the video. When I recorded Ball DVDs back in the day, I have dozens of Ball DVDs with brawls on them almost as bad as this. And I did exactly what you did. I would post the video as well. And I find it very strange that somebody who is a quote-unquote ball promoter has the audacity to call this radio show and wants to blame Kelly for recording animals acting like savages. Am I the only one who thinks that something is wrong with that? He's more worried about Kelly so-called allegedly exploiting the ballroom community. Bitch, why the fuck you not concerned about animals coming into your ball and attacking people? That would be more of concern to me than somebody recording the video. And I don't know if you guys heard him, but he had the audacity to say he was trying to cover it up and the video is what let it get out. And it should get out because people should see just how ridiculous and violent these events have become. And maybe that will make some of y'all want to stop acting like fucking fools. The audacity to call up and to get into a ballroom group and want to blame Kelly for recording the video. How stupid do you sound? You came on this motherfucking phone and made a whole bunch of excuses. You haven't taken responsibility for shit. That was your function in conjunction with some other people. You need to own up, man up, and take responsibility. You talking a whole lot of shit on the radio show. You ain't have shit to say to that reporter today when he put the motherfucking camera in your face. But you supposed to be so media savvy and so smart and know how to handle shit, but you sure didn't handle that well. Because if you were so concerned about your job, it apparently didn't seem like it if you were on camera cussing out the reporter. So clearly you wasn't concerned about your job when you were telling him that don't post the fucking video. How stupid and professional did that sound? It didn't sound like a professional to me. So let's keep it real. If you want to come on the radio show and talk stupid, keep it real. Take some motherfucking responsibility. Kelly, I don't think you owe nobody an excuse or explanation about what you did. You posted the video, and you have every right to. When you come out into a public place and act a fool, everybody has camera phones nowadays. You're on camera anywhere you go in public now. So to think that you're going to go somewhere and brawl and throw chairs and tables and it's not going to make the news, it's not going to be recorded somehow, then you fooling your damn self. You stupid. And you get exactly what you deserve. And let me correct another lie he told. He said how the media is harassing the owner of the venue. That lady gave 3 different interviews to 3 news stations. That don't sound like she harassed me. She didn't get on TV cussing out the news reporters. She talked to them like an intelligent business owner would, like a professional would. Maybe you ought to take some notes from her. Because she didn't behave like you. If I felt like I was being harassed, I would have just said no comment. But she clearly didn't feel that way because she gave an interview to the media. So obviously somebody has taught her how to handle the press because she did a damn better job than you did. I'm disgusted by the whole conversation. To blame the messenger, to blame the person who recorded the video, it's ridiculous. If the shit makes me angry just to hear somebody attack Kelly because she recorded people acting like fools. And you know what? Whatever happens from this, it happens. Because if you bold enough to go out into public and attack people with blunt objects, with a blunt object that could kill somebody, then you get what you deserve. And I hope the police identify everybody in that video that was acting like that and find all of you, whoever you are. I don't have nothing else to say. Kelly, if I was you, I would pay it. I don't think you owe nobody no explanation at this point.
Well, Tom, we thank you for calling in.
I just came to voice my opinion. The only person that I feel sorry for out the whole thing is motherfucking Tony's son in Africa for being maced and face for being cut. But I don't feel sorry for nobody else, bitch. Everybody else and everybody else in their opinions, they can kiss my motherfucking ass.
Have a good night.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
So
I'm sorry.
I want to know what the ballroom council is going to say about this or how they're going to do this. So it's going to actually put a ban list in. And the top of that is even if, like, the main person is in the council, how they're going to handle the situation. That's what I'm kind of curious about.
Marcus, you're back.
I mean, there's really nothing to be handled. This has all happened before. I mean, this just happened at our
today, we were both surprised. We were both surprised. I went to go pick up my cell phone. I went to go pick up myself because I lost my cell phone. Well, I left my cell phone at the venue Sunday after the whole incident. So when I arrived, I called her and said, well, I'm on my way. And immediately when I pull up, she's like, oh, my God, Marcus, like, these news cameras have started her, too. And I saw the news crews there. She was like, she at first said no comment. At this point, this lady is a radio personality in Charlotte. She owns a hair salon, and she also owns this event space. She was more worried about the police referring to her as a club, which the initial report said club in demand and all of this. Because when you go in there, it's just an open space. She has a, you know, a stage. But, I mean, it's more of a community center. If you go to the front of the place, it used to be a LGBT community center. Through that, they've had mini balls there in the front section. She recently moved to this other section. I do feel bad for her because honestly, she had to respond because she's probably facing, you know, fines from the police, you know, from the ABC liquor licensing board. She's probably being scrutinized by the NOTA is one of the most exclusive areas in Charlotte. She's probably being scrutinized by their local chamber of commerce in that district, and they probably want her out of there. So she has to save face. She's saying she rented, if you read everything she said, she rented her facility to a responsible individual who had adequate security. She doesn't know why the event went sour. And she was watching the event the entire time. She was right there in the back watching the whole time, eating pizza, drinking a soda. She was very helpful and forthcoming. She's doing what it takes to protect her business, and I respect that. Just like when she said, Marcus, I understand what happened. I hate that it happened. I don't want to be responsible for what happened. Can you make sure you take care of the damages? As a responsible individual, that's the only thing I can do. It really saddens me that, I really hate that I had to sit here and be approached by this news camera. I would have given an off-air interview and, you know, off the record and told them what they wanted to know. But to have that camera just forced in my face, don't even know who these people are, don't even know 100% sure, because, I mean, at this point, I don't know what they were coming about to the venue. It could have been, you know, people were doing drugs or was this an illegal raid or anything. I didn't have the opportunity to respond. So with that, I mean, I walked away from it. At this point, the police are calling all of our phones. The news station, we're going to have to respond.
Okay.
At this point, since everybody's throwing me underneath the bus, bitch, I guess I'm going to just have to call the news people because they gave me their phone number, honey, in my inbox on YouTube this thing. And I'm going to have to do me exclusive interviews if everybody want to throw me underneath the bus.
Get paid, Kelly. Get paid. That's what you wanted from the beginning.
Yeah. Man,
on behalf of the council.
I'm already paid.
On behalf of the council, Tony Milan is on the phone, Marcus, and he has a few things he wants to say.
Okay.
Well, hello, everybody. Kelly, you are funny. But I'd rather you ask me the questions. Not that I had anything I wanted to say actually specifically, but if you have something that you would like to know, what we're doing, what we're trying to do, you know, I think that everybody in essence is appalled by what happened. It was a melee. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts about that. But you know, everyone has seen it. It's gone viral. I don't think that we can sit here and point fingers at anybody because anybody who would have taped it was going to upload it. If you look at the tape, you can see other people videotaping it. So we can't blame anybody in that respect. But what I have, my question I have to ask Marcus, which is what I said to him before, how the council operate now is that if it happens in your region, we support whatever it is that you all decide to do. We have not heard from anyone in North Carolina. So you're not going to be able to throw it back on us because the Constitution is out there. So you have to help us, and that's what I had said to you before. And so I'm just figuring, like, me and you spoke, well, me and you inbox each other, and I explained this to you. So you have the information. So I know a lot's been going on, but have you spoken to anybody on the council? excuse me, on your alliance? Is there anybody from my house on your alliance? Because I'll speak to them and make sure it comes up in your alliance. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to just come in and overstep another region's decision. That makes absolutely no sense. How are we working together if we, you know, just say, forget what y'all say, we're going to do what we want to do? That's not how we work. That's not how people work together. You work together by standing, by either standing next to someone or standing behind someone, not always standing in front of someone. That's just the way we think. So that's my only real question right there. If there's any other questions that anyone wants to know about what we've been doing on our end, then you can ask me.
Okay, Tony, can you describe what the overall council is? And I thought there were only regional alliances.
Oh, that's why they're called, it's a council and they're alliances.
Okay.
So regional, if it's an alliance, it's regional.
Right, exactly. There's different cities that have different alliances. Like Baltimore has theirs, Atlanta has theirs. I know New Jersey, New York has theirs. It's just, I guess what Tony is saying is, you know, they don't want to take the bulk of it. They don't want to throw down a reprimand. Like, whatever the councils go, each region does, they'll back them. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe the question is, Tony, like, if somebody is banned, like, for instance, like, let's say if Tony was to be banned, just hypothetically, from North Carolina. Now, how would that go to the council? How would the council enforce that?
The council, if he was to be banned from North Carolina, which I don't know anything about that, but if he
I'm saying hypothetically. I'm not saying.
If he was banned from North Carolina, then the council would then in turn make it national.
They would make it national.
Yeah.
Now, would it be a problem? Because this is what people are coming to me now. Would it be a problem since he is on the council? He's like one of the main figures on the council. How is that going to play?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. And what people would be surprising about is that, and I've said it before, and I don't know why people don't believe me, but you know, Tony has called me before to ban himself before, but the ban was not in effect when he called about it. So it didn't. We can't ban someone if there was no constitution in place at the time. So once Tony calmed down, because he was very upset, he has expressed himself, he's upset about his son. But once Tony calms down, you're able to speak with him, and he's able to speak back to you, and you can get your things, all parties can get their things across. He actually is a pretty reasonable person, you know what I'm saying? But when we're all upset, we're not truly reasonable. But there has been there's been some highlights that have come out of this. In terms of, you know, him looking and looking into certain things and seeing certain things and seeing what he can do. Because at the end of the day, we all are trying to save the community and as well as preserve the sanctity and the legacy of our houses. You know what I'm saying? I would assume that's what most leaders are trying to do. And I know for a fact that's what he's trying to do. He's been the father of the house for over about 25 years now. So, you know, it is what it is. But I think that at the end of the day, people will be a pretty satisfied with what is going to transpire. But I will say this much: the House of Ebony and the House of Revlon, you know, the leadership as such, they have been working diligently to try to find out the names of the people, and you know, they're having no problems putting their own house members on ban list. Because at the end of the day, I don't care where it stems from, that was a melee.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Now, what I will say, though, and I'm going by what I got to see. Now, maybe some other stuff come out, because you're supposed to get all the story before you start making decisions, not just because people on Facebook running their mouth under fake names or giving their opinion about something because they're disgruntled or bitter because their careers was faulty in the ballroom scene. I can't. That, to me, is ridiculous. But my whole point is this. I will say this. That female figure that was handling her own, I can see myself voting to have her.
Absolutely not.
Man, I just could not see myself doing that because she clearly was handling herself.
Defending herself. And Tony, did you know that Tony is supposed to be on air tomorrow night to explain his side of the story?
Oh, I think I read that. Yeah, I read that. I read it just about maybe an hour ago. I didn't know. I just read it an hour ago. So I found that an hour ago.
And Tony, just to let you know, we're working. Everybody was trying to take like a day or two to recover. You know that we've been on the go for the last few days. So everybody was taking back and trying to just get themselves together and really just breathe again. And I guess we'll have to come back in and
kind of handle the situation. You know, we're going to go over it, everything, and try to figure out, you know, the best possible solution. I think anyone who's ever on the council, I've spoken to Clint and Brandon and Andre and people like that in Atlanta, and anybody who's ever been on the council, we're put in a very difficult situation because we're all affiliated with organizations and houses, but we're also held to a higher standard, and we're trying to do what's best for the community. And sometimes our actions are, we're never going to make a decision that's going to make everyone happy and agree, and, you know, we're trying to do what's best really for our constituents. And so as we sit here, I'm just, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know how I even got wrapped up in, you know, being part of something like this. I was a part of the council and working with it, but we never expected something like this to happen. So it's a lot for us to have to swallow. We are, you know, we're adults, we're all grown adults, and we can actually talk it out, and hopefully everybody will come to the table and we can come to a sensible solution. However, there's a bigger picture here. I mean, you know, there are not many people in from the Carolinas who are even affected by this, and that's something that has to be kind of reviewed. Majority of these people from out of town. So we can tell these people they're banned from
how
North Carolina.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Allow me to cut you off when you say something, I want to just get to it. How can North Carolina not be affected? That's like someone coming into your home and trashing it, and they go back home, and you think your home going to look the same? You are affected.
We are affected.
Yeah, you are. You're
okay,
right,
Tony. At this time, guys, I'm going to bring Vonna onto the line. Vonna, you're there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Vonna.
I'm good. How are you?
Hello, Vonna. Hey.
Hey, Linda.
Y'all want me to finish?
Yeah. Go ahead and finish, Tony. Then we'll get to Vonna. Go ahead.
I just want to stop Marcus there because that was not logically possible. You know, that you all are not affected. You all are affected. The only thing for me that I would implore you all to do is that to get all the information. See, people can get on Facebook and want something done like yesterday. You can't get people that you're giving $300,000 a year to call the Congress and the Senate to get nothing done the next day. So you ain't going to get a bunch of queens to do the same thing. You can't get the people that's complaining to do it the same day. So everybody's always wanting to point fingers. But what I implore you to do is the same thing I always try to stress, even in the council. Get all the information, every single piece of information, and piece it together, and then make a decision. No one is trying to brush this or sweep this under the rug. We can't. This has become viral. We can't sweep it under the rug. But at the same time, get all the information. What may look some one way may not be exactly that way. Because, you know, I know there were people who were trying to stop the fight, as well as an incident may have happened. It's like, wait a minute, you know, when something happens to someone that's close to someone, I'm not a parent, so I can't speak from the love of loving a child like that. I have gay kids I love, and I hope and assume that that's the same kind of love, but I would never know because I would never be a biological father. So, but my thing is this, I can be all PC all day long, but I know if something happens to one of my, I'm assuming it's almost equal because I don't have a million kids. My kids are very small, and I cherish them all. I think if something happens to them, I think I would lose it too. And I'm not making an excuse for anybody. I'm not saying that, you know, what other people think is not valid. I'm just saying for me. Now, I may be a voice of reason on that aspect, but if other people are not don't agree with me, then, you know, it's a vote process. You lose the vote. But I implore you all in the North Carolina scene to just get all the information, even though I know that House Avenue sent up the names of the people and the House of Representatives sent up the names of the people. It is what it is. But be careful when you send your name. Make sure that this is what happened and you know that these people were in a fight. Regardless of who started it, these people were in a fight. So I'm sorry, I had to just interject right then, right quickly, Marcus. But go ahead, I apologize.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Vonna.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Vonna.
Okay, who is that breathing like that?
So, Vonna, how do you feel about all of this?
frustrating because I don't know how anyone feels. The situation started with me and someone else. And it escalated to a very big level. Both our houses in the
Wait a minute, Ronna, we can't hear you clearly.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting up here, I'm listening to my hotel room. Two houses were interjected into something that they had nothing to do with. That was a personal problem. They were fiercely trying to protect the both of us, and so things happened. Not to say that it's to excuse the foolishness that happened or to justify it, but the houses have nothing to do with, in my opinion, has nothing to do with the bigger picture. It's the fact that I'm trying to crawl a personal problem. With everyone pointing the fingers at everybody, with everyone feeling their way that we want to feel about something, or coming to their preconceived notions and judgment without taking the discretion in the bigger picture, or not understanding that the situation was longer than the 4-minute clip that most people saw. That it's been something that has been going on for a while, and that it is overblown at a ball. And people want to say, well, oh this, oh that, oh this, and point the blame and say this. I'm not going to blame Kelly, Tony, or anybody else. As I stated on my own personal Facebook page, that, you know, I apologize to both houses because I was a part of the problem, that I was a part of the thing that started the problem. Now, did the houses have to jump in? Did they have to fight? Did they have to do all that? No, they didn't. But the tension was already thick. There was a lot going on, so things were going to happen. But I want people to stop acting like this was the fight of the century and all this. Most, if you watch the tape, most people didn't even throw blows. The only person that I feel definitely sorry for is my house sister, Milan. You know, she was in a battle by herself out there rushing me outside and trying to clear everything out. And now it was chairs and tables thrown at her with a battle that she had nothing to do with either. So no, when it comes to a band, like I posted in the official ballroom, if a band would make the ballroom feel better, if a band would make them feel like something was being done, then I could place myself on a band. But I will not be judged, I will not be condemned, or I will not be debated upon about a council full of people who I don't feel have the right to judge me or say where I can and cannot go. They don't feed me, they don't put money in my pocket, and they don't tell me how to live my life. And most of them that sit on that council don't have a right to sit and judge anybody with the things that they do in their own personal lives. So if you're not going to sit there and condemn me and throw stones at me, I'll do it myself because I'm the only person that I'm accountable to. So if I had to step down from my mother position, if I had to go on a band for 6 months or a year in order to make the ballroom scene feel better, then that's not a problem. But I will not be sanctioned by
I have a question.
Am I showing this radio?
Wait, let's see,
Tony, go ahead. Tony.
Okay. Vonna, we're going to take this back a second. First and foremost, your name never even came up, even though we know what happened, because as gays, we're going to find out. Because we're all faggots at the end of the day, and we like the truth. Okay, let me finish. I'll let you finish your whole soliloquy. Okay, now, disrespecting the council, none of them disrespected you. So I'm not understanding why you're disrespecting a whole council of people who never let you finish your soliloquy. Let me finish mine. Who did not, and I mean have not said anything negative about you, your house, or anything, just that this was a melee. I know other people are using, and I use the word animalistic because it is, and that was an animalistic fight regardless. It was a melee. But I wasn't speaking indirectly to specific people. It's just the way it looks. Okay. Now, I'm not understanding. Now, all this about people in their private, everybody got something in their private life. So, remember when you point one finger, three are pointing back at you. So let's see. I think that we all need to be respectful, and that is where we lose touch in this ballroom scene. That is the problem right there. It's a lack of respect for one another. That is the problem. If you choose to do whatever you choose to do to make yourself feel better about what happened, that's fine. And I'm sure the council, the alliances, everywhere will have no problem with accepting whatever you say. Because you, to me personally, you're making some really stern sacrifices for yourself, me personally. But if that's what you want to do, that's on you. Because I doubt very seriously we're going to be asking for all that you just said. That's a bit much. You know what I'm saying? But if that's what you want to do, fine. And we respect you for it. But to sit and make disrespectful remarks about a group of people who don't make disrespectful remarks about you, that's kind of crazy to me. I don't get that.
First of all, I'm respecting them. I've had this conversation before. I said I did not agree with the council and stuff before. We've had this conversation on air. We've had this conversation off the air. So it's not like something that just popped up out of nowhere. It's how I've been feeling. And yes, you're right. Everyone has a personal life. And so that's why it's mighty funny to me that a council of people who are sitting on high trying to dictate
what
I'm
saying. I can't, one word you're saying.
What a massive amount of adults are trying to do, I don't see that. I can do things myself. I can reprimand myself. I'm not going to take reprimand from a group of people who I don't feel that should be reprimanding people. This is not something that I just started feeling after the incident. This is something that I've been stating, even in archives. I've always stated every time it came about the council. I've had a conversation with my dad about it. I've had a conversation with you personally about it. It's something that I don't see. It's something that I don't think is needed for a group of adults. And a lot of people have done a lot of animalistic things. A lot of people have done a lot of backbiting things. A lot of people have done a lot of facetious things. But because this thing has been viral and people see it, then people want to seem like they're acting upon something, but they should have been acting upon things a long time ago. Don't want to try to make the situation now. It was a brawl and a fight before, and everybody brushed it under the rug. Now all of a sudden it's something different, and I just don't seem to see it, and nor do I care. Like I said, I apologize for my wrongs and my mistakes, because whether people knew about me starting this, me being a part of the main issue or not, I still was a big enough person and adult enough to say that I was, to make the words not brushed under the rug or pushed over. I was a big enough person to apologize not only to my own house, but to the House of Ebony, because neither one of them deserved to be a part of a situation that way. And that's just how I feel. Okay.
Okay.
The key is that Africa Revlon in Malaysia Ebony was supposed to be throwing a ball, but the leaders of Ebony told Malaysia if she throws the ball with Africa, she will be kicked out the house.
I need to respond to that. Whether you like it or not, Vonna, this council was started by your father. Let me finish. I let you finish. Your father, and he hand selected these people to try to do something that was more positive because the people were yearning for it. I don't know about no other fight that happened. Whatever you're talking about, I believe in giving me examples or giving me names, and then I can speak on something. I can't speak from guessing, so I can't get into that until you give me specifics of what you're talking about. But the bottom line is, that is the reason why we had leaders of houses. That's one of the reasons why he decided to have leaders of houses, because before it was called the Real Legends and Icons. They changed that so they can get it to a point where they had the leaders of each, a leader or a mother and father or overseer or whatever of each house who had a voice within their house. That's because these people are the ones that make decisions for your house. When you have members telling you, a leader or a mother or father, what they are or aren't going to do, it's time for them to find another house. I'm sorry. Houses, in every retrospect, you can run like a business. You can be a family, but even in a family, you have a hierarchy. Even in an animal kingdom, you have a hierarchy. So I'm not understanding where all this is coming from with this animosity. Now, my understanding, the conversation that we have had since you brought it up, we have had it, you felt that the ban list was not going to work. Many people have said that. And I've always said to you, I'm going to keep hope alive. And I've always come over here and kept hope alive, even when it was seemingly hopeless. And can nobody only say any different from when I come over here? But it is what it is. And evidently you are okay with it because you're saying, I'm willing to ban myself. If you don't see something and you don't agree with something, you don't do
it. That's what I said. I don't mean I agree with it, but if that's what's going to pacify the masses and make people feel like it's better for them, then I will. It doesn't mean that much to me. But I'd rather do it for myself than to be implemented by people that I feel that shouldn't do it for me. That's what I said.
That's fine.
And
you can do it like
don't
that. You don't have to say
it
like that. I'm just saying, they didn't say that's negative
that.
About you. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. It's about respect. You got people that are listening to this. We should be respectful towards one another. That's what I'm saying. Not that me and you are going at it, but in a nutshell, there are things that are being said that's on the verge of like, okay, why are you going there when these people aren't doing anything, saying anything to you? If you choose to do that for yourself, that's fine, and that's it. That's where it ends. Not because, well, I don't feel that these people and this person, this and that. What? That's negativity.
It's like everybody else has their personal opinion, and they can say what they want, and they can voice their opinions on Facebook, and they can post together.
No,
what they
it's
want,
just no, no, Vanna, it's just that your opinions, you're just talking to yourself right now without the regards that anybody is listening to you. You're just talking to yourself, and you don't realize we're listening. That's what a soliloquy is. So how can you disrespect someone and tell them they're disrespectful with disrespectful words? That's crazy. Because that's what I'm sitting up here like, how is she?
Okay, let me, Vanna, can I just ask a question? Because this came across me. What do you feel, how do you feel? What do you feel should be done about the violence? Like, how do you feel about this week in total? What do you feel, honestly, should be done about it?
I feel that the leaders should come together and figure out both houses and figure out what they feel is best for the houses that were involved in it and not outsiders. I feel like the leaders of both houses, and they want, whether they want to sanction, whether they want to can't go to balls, whatever, whatever they feel that we need to do in order to correct the situation, I feel that they should handle it, not everybody else.
So it just should be so it's just those two houses. So it shouldn't be a council or anybody involved, just the leaders of both those houses.
I personally don't believe so, because first of all, just like when you say, well, take bits and pieces of a story and put them together, everybody is her story. In his story, that's one of the different version of the story. Everybody's one of the, so you're piecing together a bunch of faggots that were four at the time that to sit there and have a conversation and say, well, let's piece this together, let's piece that together, when most people don't even know the entire story. Most people are piecing it together from the fight. If that's the case, the fight that happened in Indiana a few months in October, when the ban listing was big, then they were, oh my God, we should ban my cases. Oh my God, we should ban Erica. We should do this and we should do that. It was a big thing then. It was brushed under.
Let me correct you.
Yeah, can we stop?
You just repeated something on bits and pieces of a story. The ban list was up. You're correct. The problem is that those people that was in that thing were put on a ban list. The reason why it didn't go through is because when someone else's name came up, then the girls wanted to not put that person on a ban list. And I felt it was unfair to put those two people on a ban list if you can't put this person on a ban list. What you do for one, you do for the other. And it's no shade. There were people who were in that house, or those two people, who even voted for them to be banned. So if you can put that two people, and people in their own house can do it, and you can't do it for somebody else, you come up with excuses, then it's not fair to do it to them. And that's why it erupted. So let me give you the truth so that when you repeat it again, you can repeat it again correctly.
Okay, guys.
Okay, Tony,
Jason, you want to go ahead?
Can we get the names, if you can, if you are willing, can we get the names of the people that are on this panel?
Committee,
council, whatever. Y'all are serious. I caught that. But I can't remember. It's 17 people, and I can't remember them just right off the bat like that.
Okay.
But okay, you got Stewart. I'm gonna do it from the panel part first. I'm going. You got Stewart, Tony, Harold, James Icon. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's that? Andre, myself. You have Jack. You have Michi, Jason, Prodigy. You got shit. Y'all can help me. I'm sitting looking at some of the names I might not be mentioning. Fred.
Arnold.
Sebastian is not in here, so we gotta put whatchamacallit back in. What's his name? From Atlanta. Well, from Chicago. Oh, I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Marcus.
Yeah, because Sebastian had asked to be removed.
Okay,
I thought
you said enough.
Definitely 17 people.
You named
definitely 17 people.
You named enough.
Right, so, Vanna, can I ask you a question? And please, I don't want to be messy. It's going to look like it's come across messy. Which one of those people on the council you don't see judging you?
Now you're trying to bring out disrespect.
No, I'm not. I haven't answered the question.
That's just that's the honest opinion. Fuck that.
Okay. That's why she said some of them, so it wouldn't be disrespectful, but go ahead.
I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't believe that anybody should be judging me about the actions that I do. I feel like I should reprimand myself. I don't see it at all, and this has nothing to do with this incident. I've said this before time and time again. I don't see a council. I don't see a group of people reprimanding or hurting a group of people like that. Definitely a group of adults that should be able to handle themselves. An incident happened, a mistake happened, and there you have it. If a reprimand needs to come, it needs to come from inside of the organization and not from outside of the organization. That's how I feel.
So you're feeling though there shouldn't be any need for a council, period, then?
If you can't handle things in your own organization, then you need to change the heads of your organization.
Okay.
That's like
one.
For Verizon. That's like me working for Verizon and AT&T firing me.
Okay. There you go. There you have it.
Tony, are there any female figures on the council?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't even know you have a boisterous one. I mean, that council is really stern. I mean, they get down and dirty from time to time. And it's just, you can't be soft-skinned. You know what I'm saying? Because people are going to debate issues. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, a lot of the female figures today, as opposed to when I was out, they're a little bit more like, yeah, I ain't got time for that child.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, can I ask you a question? The Ballroom Coalition, Community Councils, per se, have they considered a moratorium on balls altogether?
This is my personal opinion, because I can't speak for the council as a whole on that one. And I'm going to be honest. This one I can't speak on the council as a whole. This is the way I look at it. And I may be kind of paralleling with Vonna, except for that. With Vonna, I think that she should ask whoever's leading her house to, if she don't like it, pull out. But I will say this. I'm going to parallel to what she says. I don't think nobody has a right to tell somebody who has the money to have a function and have a following that you can't have a function. I think someone said it better. I don't know who said it on here, but I think they said it best, is that is responsibility of the safety of the people by the person who's throwing the function. You ought to know your audience. You ought to know your audience. If you had a problem in North Carolina before, then that means you need to double up. And I'm not using you as an excuse, Marcus. I'm just saying anybody. If you had a problem at your functions before, and then you need to double up on your security. It's no shame. I watched that film, and the security was clutching their pearls. I saw one white security officer damn near. I thought he was the fucking AKR Delta, the way he was clutching his pearls. I was like, girl, is she serious with this? It's no shade. It's no shade. I'm sure you tried to do as best you could do, but you must know your audience. North Carolina, matter of fact, somebody said it in one of those groups, and I was kind of gagging. They said, oh, y'all know what North Carolina give. Y'all know what we do. And they was happy to say that.
Okay, at this time, Tony, I'm going to bring on James Icon with a question for you.
Hello?
James?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, James Kahn.
Tony.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
You're part of this allegedly so-called council, but you don't know the names of them. You don't know the names of
17 people. I can't remember 17 people right off the back of my head.
But let me ask you this. Who's supposed to be sitting on that council from D.C.?
Did you
Baltimore?
It wasn't done by, James, it wasn't done like that. It was done by houses.
So I'm not on it. So you're still telling me.
I thought you were still on it. I didn't know you was not on it.
That's a negative. That's negative. So you're saying that you have a board. You all have a board in place that you all are trying to ban adults. I mean, how do you all really think?
That's not what I said.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
How you all going to be able to, or do you think that you're going to be able to stop or ban someone? Let me ask you a question. Who gonna tell me I can't come to a ball? I'm just throwing it out there because these are questions that these grown. First of all, ain't nobody, none of these people that come to these balls live in no glass house, and I'm pretty sure they have been around violence for many years. Nobody, if you all looked at that clip, it looked like it was fabricated. It looked like it was plotted. You know, nobody made physical contact that you could see on the tape other than the chairs flying up and down the aisle like popcorn or tables or whatever. Nobody physically fought in there. So I don't understand why people are acting like you know, they've seen people hips get cut off, or they've seen people get physically stabbed. I mean, these people are so, it's just crazy how so timid they are. Any given time, balls happen, things happen. That happen anywhere. How many videos get posted up on world hip hop, whatever that shit is they call it, that they post videos on? How many people, maybe it's because they never really been around or lived in the hood in their life and never seen somebody actually sit beside you, sitting at the light, that somebody just walk up to them and shoot them in the head. Maybe they haven't experienced that, so that's why they taking this so hard. But I don't understand that. I mean, they were just throwing tables and chairs. I walked right through them while they were throwing the tables and chairs. I don't understand that. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how they're gonna, these people on this board is telling people that that they can't, or you gonna ban somebody. How you gonna ban somebody?
Let me tell you something. First and foremost, James, I will say I did not know you were not in there no more, because I don't go through the members list every day of my life. I just
let me just
get that part out. I did not know that, and I will bring that up because I didn't know. So that's one, and I should have known that, but that was not something that I knew that. I don't know if you left or what happened. I don't know what happened with that. That's one. Number two. What I said was, because I never was in a total agreement that a group of people can just make people not go to a ball. That, to me, you needed something else going on there. This is all we can do, because none of us wear pink police uniforms. Number one is what I just said when we got on. Whatever the region decides, because, yes, they can stop you from coming to a function. That's what they got security for, okay? Whatever the region decides, that's what the council will back up. That is what I said. That is how it should be done. We should not be overstepping people that have a reason to have a formidable, functioning alliance. They should be able to handle their own concerns and be backed up. Now, the only thing that we can do, honestly, the only thing, and I'm being honest with you, I'm going to keep it funky. The only thing we can honestly do is that if you know people are on a ban list and you let them in your bar anyway, number one, you have now. What you're doing is you're putting your own people in danger, and that's fine if you want to do that. That's on you. But the only thing we can do is say your ball cannot be considered for of the year. So these girls can go to that ball and walk their little hearts out, but understand your win will not matter. That's all we can do. We don't have the right to bear arms. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. And we should, to be honest with you, James, we shouldn't even have to be having this conversation. If you're going to
well,
the
yes,
office,
we should. Yes, we
mind
should,
your
because
business, keep your mouth closed,
once,
walk your category,
you
keep it moving.
Well, let me tell you like this. Here in D.C., we don't have no counselors. We don't have no board. We don't have nobody telling nobody what they can and cannot do. They know what the deal is when it comes to D.C. You know, it is what it is. I don't know about Baltimore. I ain't got nothing to do with that. If they want to continue on what they're doing in any other city. But here in D.C., we don't have that.
We don't have that.
New York
either.
You
we
know,
don't get along. We don't have no issues here.
The manifest for a minute. I'm all right. No, I'm not Cashwell. I'm Supervisor Jackson. What time you scheduled to leave?
Work.
Oh, okay. I'll be right with you.
I'm sorry, but yeah, that's basically what I wanted to know. You know, I just wanted to know who was on this council, who was on this board, and who was making these decisions and stuff like that. You know, but
We're not getting ourselves involved in that, because what they wind up doing, James, and you know from time to – I'm sorry. Go ahead, London. I'm sorry. It's your show. I just was going to explain something.
No, I was just saying the 17 horsemen was making the decision.
Yes. Yeah, whatever you want to call them, 17 girls of Lilliputia, whatever you want to call them. But James was on there to see some of the stuff that went on. First of all, you cannot police – like he said, you cannot police these people. All you can do is make sanctions. You cannot police these people. It's not going to be possible. And he's 100% right. And that's the only thing I've always had in my head. But you have to have some kind of sanction. That's the new term that's being used all over the place, even in Washington. There are sanctions that you have. Now, I was told they had an alliance in D.C. So clearly you're telling me that that's no longer in effect, which is, to me, is perfect. Because if you all get along, you all can sit on the phone, you can get things done faster. New York, we don't have no alliance, and we're never going to bring one here. It's foolishness to have an alliance. We all get along. We all speak to one another. We all respect one another. We keep it moving.
But Tony, New Jersey, New York doesn't have an alliance. I thought New Jersey had an alliance. They don't have an alliance?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
What you need an alliance for?
Right. If you respect one another, you don't need an alliance.
But this is my question. The root of the problem is, take each and every leader, founder, whoever running these houses, every head honcho of the house, have a town hall meeting, and put the law down with them. That's what you got to do. Because if you can't control your house,
that was the reason for the council. That was the absolute reason for the council. That's what I was in sort of. And James, you know from reading my post, that is the way I operated. I don't know. I did not know you were not in the council anymore. And I need to find out about this. I honestly need to find out what happened, why, what was going on, whatever the reason is, I need to know. And I'm going to ask.
Oh, I'm in the group. I'm definitely in the group. I see what's going on. I just doesn't comment on it. I mean, I'm in the group. Now, I was added to the group, but, I mean, as far as them coming to conclusions, making decisions, or asking for, opinions and stuff like that, I mean, I don't really get into that because, like I said, these people are grown adults. My thing is, you can't be no punk in the scene. You can't be no punk, period. You have to stand up for what you believe in. My thing is, the bottom line is, you have to have control of your house. And yes, they are adults that's a part of the house, but I ain't none of my kids gonna stand up and go. What the fuck? It's not gonna happen. All you have to do, put your foot in your motherfucker's ass. These kids' ass. Stop worrying about their talent. Stop worrying about them being a heavy hitter. Get rid of the motherfuckers. That's all you gotta do. Get rid of them. If you ain't got but 1 to 5 people in your house, that's a house. Look at the house of Montana for many, many years. I don't even think they had more than 10 members when they was around.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't. You're right.
You're 100% right, and I agree with you on everything you said. I think that we're basically saying the same thing. I don't believe that no group of people can ban. You can't physically ban anyone, and I know that anybody with any lack of any small percentage of intelligence would know that, but you can sanction.
Okay, Tony, my question to you is, okay, you're saying that. Now, we're going to go back to the regions. Like, if the regions do, per se, ban a person, because let's just say in Baltimore and other cities, the ban lists do work because it does cut down the violence. But if those cities were to ban people, now, with the council, this being said, I'm listening to you guys, are you guys not going to sanction that, or you guys uphold that sanction? Now, what's going on? It's kind of going into a gray area now.
I'm going to see what you're asking me because
regional, so we put somebody on a ban list. Like somebody put I'm put on a ban list. And if a regional, like the council, are they going to sanction that? Like y'all banned from this city, like that's what you said earlier.
No.
So
whatever they decide, that's what the council will do. See, the problem is that we don't want it all to be sitting at the footsteps of the council. That should be bullshit.
Right. I got that. Right.
Tony,
I got that.
Tony.
That is bullshit.
Tony, check your text, please.
Okay, so that's one thing. She's going to be loose thought. Okay, now, what happens is that then we'll back them up for it being, because a person can, okay, so what, I'm not, chase Baltimore. Okay, Baltimore has what, maybe 2-3 balls? Okay, so what? But I'm going to go to everywhere else and just cause a ruckus. No. You've been in your city. You need to be in other cities. You will be known. It will be made known that you are on this ban list. And if they let you in, listen, if a person lets you in, it's nothing we can do. But we will know you were there, and the person who's giving the ball already knows what the situation is. Your ball cannot be considered for of the year.
Okay. All right. So going back to that, because it seemed like it was backtracking, so the council will uphold the sanction, so to speak. They will uphold. Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Okay.
Can I read something first?
Yes, please.
This is from the House of Ebony, from Overseer Chicken Ebony. Please correct London and tell them on the air that Malaysia Ebony was not told to cancel her ball. If not, she'd be kicked out of the house. It was her choice. So that was not true. That statement was not true.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification, Chicken.
That has nothing to do with the VA Awards, do it?
No.
Can y'all hear? I'm sorry.
Okay, so why was the VA Awards ball canceled?
London. Hello, London?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Someone texted me all the names, so can I just give the names right now?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, sure, please. Because people who's being banned, they would like to know who's banning them.
Thanks for the key one.
You got Goddess Rodeo, James Kahn, Charles Christian, Michi Levin, Stuart Ebony, Tommy LaBeija, Jason Prodigy, James Icon, Jasmine Couture, Fred Chanel, Hal Balenciaga, Sean Ebony, Shady Prada, Tony Revlon, and myself. That's 17.
Okay.
Now, Tony, can I say something? Can I ask a question? You realize that some houses are missing from that, like some major houses are missing from that list.
Right. What's going to call it? He added back in, Marcus, because he's taking
well, not just
that,
the Herreras.
Okay, there is one house of Herrera.
Well, yeah, there is.
No, because I remember her putting up a post saying that it was gone, it was done with. She was done with it.
Garcon.
Right, a Garcon has to be put in there. Shannon
I'm supporting what you guys are saying. I really appreciate.
You
got to
also remember one thing too. We've given out extensions to people, and they never reply. Some people just don't have the time for it.
Right.
You know, if you got people who really believe, like some people believe, like oh, that's not, that shit ain't gonna work. If you come in with a defeatist attitude, it's gonna be defeated.
Right. Right, but I think a lot of people
like to say she's in the queue too. She's in the queue.
Who?
Africa Revlon.
Oh, okay.
She's in the queue.
Bring her on.
Oh yeah, Africa. You can come on. Bring her on.
Yes, because I heard they snatched her hair and
so
everything, and all she was trying to do was get out.
And we have a bunch of callers, so just want to make it snappy.
I want to know who it was with the cakes that was running out of there and trying to get out of there, you know.
Child, that's a whole nother show. So,
well, no, man. This is the Kiki. I'm trying to get it. I'm laughing, bitch. We can do all this tomorrow.
Incoming transmission.
9544548.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello?
They don't want to talk.
Okay, people will press 1, not
954548.
Just listening. And this bitch whispers, just listening.
Okay, 267-324.
With all due respect, I thought this was the Tea Party and not the state of emergency. It's absolutely
really?
No shade. Really, I think the problem is not the fight. As Tom said, he's taped other balls that had fights that were just as violent. The problem is that the ballroom is getting exposed negatively at like a hyper rate via YouTube, Twitter, worldwide hip-hop, and it kind of makes us feel vulnerable. If you think about it, the girls were getting lies thrown in their face and fighting down for years, forever back in the day, but it wasn't being taped. And if it was being taped, it was for our eyes only. Now we kind of feel exploited that, you know, we're kind of being put out there, and someone has to take the blame for it. And the fall person is Kelly. And it's a shame because it really shouldn't be that way. And that's it.
Right. But
thank you, Carla.
I kind of understand what you mean. Like, we're not being put out there for our creativity. It's just for the negativity. So, yeah.
Oh, honey.
But, yeah, thank you for chiming in.
Watch out for falling tables.
What?
So where's Miss Africa?
I inboxed Enrique her first 6 digits.
Might want to inbox that Jasmine or either London.
It's 843-567. That's her extension. 843-567.
How the fuck
they can get mad at Kelly for what?
843-567 is her extension.
Who is outside?
Yeah, who is that out there?
Right, who?
Okay.
We have to go through all these sound effects.
Oh,
yeah, it's really not Kelly's fault. She recorded it. She recorded it.
Wait a minute. Oh, wow. Am I lying?
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh, shit. I didn't know I was live. I was talking shit.
And y'all, please, a big update. The Virginia Awards Ball has not been canceled. Like, so
yo, what is that? What is that sound effect? What is that sound effect? What is that sound effect? Like that wind, because it's hard for people to hear.
Well, now it's gone.
No, it's not. Is somebody in a bus or a train station or something?
Alexis, are you on
the
show?
Yeah, I'm going to blame Kelly for what?
Can somebody,
somebody
wants to bring Africa. I don't know if you guys can find her number or not, or whatever the case, but I gave you guys the extension. You can do that. I don't know, but we can make this a Kiki, no shade.
What is it again?
843-567.
843-567.
Baby,
y'all done.
If Mulan Revlon can call
in
too, I just
want to
commend her.
Incoming transmission.
She's on Africa. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Africa, what's up? How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. I want to first start off and say, because I've seen Malaysia post a status on Facebook, I never told anyone as far as some kind of rumor about her getting put out of the house or something about if we had the ball together. When I posted in the Carolina group that the ball was canceled after me and her spoke, Father Tony called me and said, you don't have to cancel your ball. I said, well, after speaking to Malaysia, I don't know what was said, like with the Ebonies and all of that or whatever, but when me and her spoke, I guess they found it in their best interest to either postpone it or to cancel it, which either or, it didn't matter to me. So that's what we decided to cancel the ball. So I guess when everybody sees, I guess, like, since the whole big old commotion and everything that actually went down, I guess they're kind of taking it as shade. Like, that's, like, my best friend. So it's like, you know, the way I look at it when it comes towards, like, me and Malaysia, it's not like I don't see Malaysia, Ebony, Africa, Revlon. Like, that's my friend outside of the scene.
Okay.
So I just want to clear that up as far as, like, the whole her getting part of her. Like, I don't know where all of that comes because I've seen some Letitia was posting some stuff, like, in the official ballroom and stuff like that, and I was just kind of, like, that just kind of, like, blew me, so that's why I wanted to call in. But as far as, like, the fight and, like, all of that, like, that was just unexpected, crazy.
So, Africa, they said that somebody snatched your hair and maced you and all that, and you wasn't even fighting?
Yeah. No, I didn't want to fight. Like, when everything, like, transpired as far as, like, when James Conn chopped, that was my gay son, Jeremy. When he chopped Jeremy, like, Jeremy came back, and I was, like, kind of paying it because I didn't have time for, like, the foolishness. So, like, everybody was going up point, I guess, discussing the chop and as far as, like, run it with a twist and who's not real, because I didn't even get into that, like, to this day, I don't even understand, like, know what was actually going on. So I was sitting there and I was holding my son's hand, I was like, child, pay it to be paid. Then Amaya was sitting next to me, she started yelling and all of them walked up front. I was sitting down.
Africa, I'm going to have to stop you for just a second, I don't want to be rude. If I have to, we have to mute people, we will do so. That wind is enough, come on.
I say mute them.
Mute? There you go. Who is that?
Much better.
Who is that?
Is Africa still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm seeing you.
Yeah, so, like, when, like, all of that kind of, like, took place, I looked at Malaysia, she was, like, we was right across from each other, and I was like, girl, I'm doing good. I'm not even fighting. Like, I wasn't even caring with everybody else. So next thing I knew, I just looked, like, across, and, like, the two houses were kind of, like, going back and forth. So my initial reaction was, well, hold my purse, and I started telling all the Revlons to back up. And I don't know who threw what first or how. chairs just started flying. And it just went left from there, and I wasn't trying to fight. I kept telling my niece Moulin, let's go. And if y'all look at the video, the skinny girl that was standing up against the wall, that was my daughter, I kept saying, let's go. So when we were trying to leave, like, I got hit in the back of my head with a chair.
Huh.
After I got hit in my head with the chair, I was kind of watching the video, and I seen when the guy kind of, like, slung it. I was with some Ebony's after the fight, like, the next day, and they told me it was Don Ebony from Florida. So I...
Now, did he mean to hit you with the chair, or was it just...
I don't know. The way I took it is you hit me, like, my back was turned, you hit me the back of my head with a chair. So initially, I started throwing chairs back. And if you look at the video, it was just kind of like us right there. Like, I was in the ring of white, and, like, Moulin was, like, right there. It was just like they were just throwing the chairs at us. And it got to the point where we didn't really have too much chairs on our side. So that's why I started I started moving towards, like, the door. And I was trying to signal Moulin to come on, but she
didn't. Yeah, you left your poor girl, but no shade, Africa. She handled that.
So she was in her zone, and she was handling her. And, like, as I was going to the door to try to get out, like, I look back and, like it was, you know, everybody was just kind of, like, coming out. And, like, this butch queen, like.
Hello? Hello? Did she hang up?
No, her phone be left up sometimes in her apartment. Probably just her phone.
Africa, it's Jasmine and Tony. We're not on the radio. We are private. But Tony wants to talk to you.
No, you're not private, Jasmine.
Definitely
you're not
private.
You're not private.
Enrique, I already texted her.
Why y'all have to say
that? Yeah.
But anyways, I'm glad she came on here to clear that up because...
Okay.
Well, how is Jasmine not private? I'm glad she came on to clear that up because there was some rumors going around like that was something dealing with, like, Ebony's and Revlon and stuff. And I'm like, that's not true. Let her come on and say that, so...
So, hold on, Jay. So, did we correct the Virginia Awards Ball is still scheduled?
Yeah, we got that.
Okay. I just want to. I'm getting all kind of inboxes.
Mark, if you want to give it to him, are you going to give it to him?
You're acting like this.
Apology for attacking him.
I didn't attack him. Let me be clear. I was upset about, I said, you know, I felt some type of way. He admitted to it. He sounded like he was bragging about it, if you noticed. So, he deleted his message. Was I a little harsh? Yes, I was very upset. But you have to imagine, you know, Tiffany, I've been traveling, promoting this ball for like 4 months. You know, I'm looking forward to going away for 3 days. I went away for 3 days. I get to my place to get my cell phone.
Know,
it was already
Marcus,
a horrible weekend.
Marcus, I
have five cameras stuck in my face. You know, like I had committed murder or something. I know people who go to prison, you know, when they have a murder trial in Charlotte, they don't have five cameras in the person's face. I feel like I was some convicted murderer. Like I had just stuck all these people in a closet and set them on fire or something. So, I mean, I just felt approached. I mean, now that I've seen how I was to the young man, I apologize. I did come off extremely harsh.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I didn't feel as I was attacking him. I just wanted to know what benefit did he get from posting that video about
people
who don't even respect him.
He didn't even post that video to
We have callers.
Did he start your break right now? Hang up and start your break. Your vacation. Thank you.
Okay. Child, you didn't even post a video of the World Star. Marcus, you don't know who the fuck posted the video for the 15th fucking time. Stop running around blaming people.
This man inboxed me. Papa Kelly, Alexis, you don't know. So let me be clear. Alexis, let me finish. You always, damn, you're not going to let me finish. The young man, when you send in a submission,
you basically get an email back and they tell you what the tea was. The reason why multiple people sent it, the reason why he admitted to it and he realized it was him, because one, he got the email, and two, Kelly referred to it as the aftermath. He put the North Carolina Awards ball, which is a difference. They didn't put mini ball, aftermath, anything like that. Like Kelly video said,
Marcus, Kelly didn't post a video to Worldstar.
Girl, you was in the land of snow. You was in the land of snow.
Let's get to the caller, please. Let's get to the caller.
Yeah, can we?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do Enrique always got to do all the talking?
Because they're going back doing the same motherfucking thing. We heard about this shit. How long do you want to hear, Tiffany? You want to hear for another half an hour?
No, because we're not going to do that.
Okay, then. Let's go do a call. Shut the fuck up, girl.
Why
you
did nobody do no highlights? Like, this is what I want to know. On Monday, they said all this shit about the fight. Tuesday, we talking about all this fight. What was some of the fucking
highlights?
No, J-Rock,
they did not talk about the fight on Monday. On Monday, they were very T-fucking-C.
Yeah.
Well, that.
Can I ask a question? Jason.
I'm here, Alexis.
Jason. What difference, because Enrico made it seem like it was going to be this real hot show, and I just woke up, so it don't matter. But what do you want to hear different about from last night that you didn't hear last night? I mean,
what
do you want
to
hear
tonight?
Go to the
archives. It was hot in the beginning.
Monday night shows on Tuesday. We don't.
Thank
are y'all high? I asked a question.
And everybody spoke for Jason but Jason.
Thank you.
Well, speak then, Millie. Speak.
My ass is my ass, and you can kiss my ass. Alexis, to answer your question.
How many callers do we have?
That's what I'm trying to get to. To answer your
question. And Alexis, since you want to try and win so bad and be a part of our show, you can be a part of it tonight, sweetie.
No, hold up. London. Never mind.
Next caller is 716.
Incoming transmission.
The next caller we have is 716-602.
Just listening.
Can you press on and take yourself out of the queue? Thank you for just listening. Callers, if you do not want to talk, please press 1 now and take yourself out of the queue. Thanks. Private caller, you're on the air. Yes, Grant, come through.
Yeah, look, ain't nobody got time for all that bullshit and all that shit talking about some goddamn alliances. You motherfuckers need some goddamn anger management talking about all this bullshit. And I'm tired of y'all pissing around motherfucking Tony. Now I want to know why his goddamn son always get hit. That's always the excuse when he gets acting a fool. And how old is this son? And he should have 10 goddamn battle wounds because he seems to always be getting...
What a kind of hard. What a kind of...
We interrupt your ugly schedule programming for this breaking news report.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
All right, y'all, listen to me and listen to me clearly. Okay? First of all, I want to thank everybody that's tuning into tonight's show. The numbers last night and the numbers tonight are just extremely high, and we need to be a little bit more organized when it comes to it. Now, as you guys may have witnessed when Africa was on the air, the Revlons are not to be on the air tonight to express anything that took place at that event this weekend. Tony will be on the show tomorrow during the State of Emergency show, one-on-one with myself, to give his opinion, his concerns, everything that has taken place over the course of the past year or so, everything that took place this weekend,
everything with his house, everything with the council, the committee, all the icons, legends, and everything. He is going to speak. All these concerns about his child, and I'm not being shady towards you, Granny. I love you down, and I know this is a kiki to you and stuff, but we all have to keep this. This is a very serious issue. For people who like it or they don't like it or they want to take it to that level, just tune in tomorrow. He has a lot to say about everything that took place at the event, the day after, today, with the media and the police and everything. So just tune in tomorrow. Save all the Revlon stuff and questions and concerns. Take the show to another level. But when it comes to the Revlons and Tony, can we please steer away from that for now, because he will be on the air tomorrow to speak on behalf of him and his house. So I'm just asking everybody to please respect that and leave it alone, and we'll move forward again. Thank you so much. Carry on.
Can somebody please come on this phone and tell us who Cakes that was running from the fight? I'm trying to figure it out. Not because I'm trying to talk to him, I just want to know.
You don't want to talk. You just want to smash.
678-354. I'm sorry, 650-350. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 What's going on? This Aladdin. I've been sitting on the show forever. Hey, I'm next to Tiffany. Everybody.
Hey.
My whole thing is I was standing right there during the fight. I know we just heard not to say nothing, but I just wish that the Mizrahi child who cut the two people would like come forward and like say something, because I think that's real serious. That you cut people just for the hell of it with a knife.
Well, he'll be on tomorrow and talk about his cutting problem.
No,
you said the Mizrahi child?
Yeah, the Mizrahi child. Yeah. That's why I said there was a lot that was going on that the girls didn't see. They just automatically assumed that the Ebony's and the Revelers were the only two that were battling when it wasn't going down like that. Yeah.
So that goes to show that, and you mean to tell me that somebody got into the function with security with a knife as well?
Yeah, because I had mine, Tiffany. So they wasn't patting down or anything. I had my razor in my pocket, so I know they wasn't patting.
I guess not. They came in with a hatchet.
You were prepared for battle. You were prepared for battle.
I'm always prepared to battle, baby.
Isn't it sad, though?
How bad security was this?
The security was late. It was a white guy, some little young black dude, and an older guy with a gray mustache. The security was tired.
And the Mizza lives down south.
Yeah, the Mizza lives down south. The Mizza is from South Carolina.
So the plot thickens.
And I know I probably won't get read or phone calls for that, but I could give two flying fucks. I just think that's tired. Like, there's no shame. If two people are getting into it for whatever reason, let them get into it. Because if you her girlfriend, you should stop them from getting into it if they're roommates or whatever the case may be. Don't pull no knife out and go to cutting people, random people, just because you feel like that's what you want to do. Like,
so saying that the Mizza cut the Tony's son, or is this he was just cutting people, period?
That's who originally cut him.
I'm
not bothered by no girl trying to call and say whatever. Like, bitch, it's just the truth is the truth. And, like, girl, the girls are getting half-truth and all that.
So did other people know this, or nobody knew this until just now? Did they know that?
A lot of other people knew that, too. But at the same time, the girls be like, I don't understand. Like, bitch, y'all be hollering about y'all this, this, and that. But when it comes time to speak the truth, the girls get scared. Like, girl, if you've seen it or whatever, tell the truth. Don't let somebody else get attacked or jumped on or beat up for your wrongdoing. Like, I don't understand it.
So my question to you, so Tony didn't know that it was a Mizza. He thought it was somebody else.
He thought it was because he was initially trying to break it up. It's no shade. My granddad was trying to break it up. Him, my Uncle Elijah.
Well, Aladdin.
Huh?
Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, they were trying to break it up. Like, they were trying to stop the confusion. As it was going on, that's when the chairs and the table started getting thrown. Africa got hit with the chair in the back of the head. The Revlon Loco got hit with a chair. Like, it just went going real crazy. Everybody went to pushing and stuff. As he made it outside, that's when he saw his son, like, you know what I'm saying, bleed, and that's when he lost it. He didn't see that at first.
Well, Aladdin, right there is where I'm going to say thank you for giving us that information. And again, Tony will be here tomorrow to give us all of the details that he chooses to share with us. Thanks again for telling the truth.
Thanks, Aladdin. Well, can somebody please inbox me the name of the child with the cakes?
So, do anybody else got any truths they want to share?
These cakey cakes.
Yeah, who is that with the cake? Somebody
we can't talk about it because they said it was a certain child from L.A., but because of their last name, we're not going to talk about it. So I guess I can talk about it tomorrow.
Oh.
Oh, what is all of this stuff we can't talk about? What? I know. This is just like, this is...
It's
a gag order, bitch. We got a gag order.
About the Ebony's. That's not how that's going to work, baby. And we're not going to do it like that, so we can just move on to another subject.
Well, we can't say the last name. Can I say the first name?
But they're trying to say, okay, wait a minute. Now they're trying to say somebody, B. Ebony was the cakey child.
Domino. Damo, what did we say? Damo.
Oh, well, can, who was ever at the ball? What was one of the, like, what it was the
you
highlight?
You can talk
like,
about Revlon. You cannot talk about the Tony issue. And if you
I
want
said
to talk
positive. Positive stuff about the weekend.
If Revlon has
well,
admitted
you can
to
talk
cutting
about
Tony,
Revlon,
so.
But not expect.
Got it.
You,
child, and, can you please, hello? I'm back. Can y'all hear me?
These virgins.
Oh
hello. Did y'all hear them?
Somebody
say, can you
hear
them?
Yeah, we hear
hello.
You.
Okay, tell that caller, whoever called in, Domino is not a Mizrahi. He's a prodigy. Get their fucking facts together.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, the one that they said it was cutting people?
Yeah, he's not a Mizrahi anymore. He debuted at the Awards Ball as a prodigy. Get their facts together.
Now, as I was about to say before I was so rudely interrupted, you all can talk about Revlon. Just don't expect the Revlons to reply.
Oh, okay.
I'm done talking about this because I have a life to live and I'm fear of getting fucking cut up into a million pieces. I ain't got the time for this bullshit, honey.
Not that pie, girl.
Well,
you've been taking that pie.
Can you even feel when somebody cutting you?
I'm too serious. He's the highlight of the ball.
Incoming transmission.
240609. I'm sorry, 240619.
Hello?
Hello,
yeah. You're live on the air. Well, I was going to correct that caller, but Kelly did it. He's a prodigy. But I also wanted to say that, you know, and hopefully he's not still on the line because I don't feel like hearing his fucking mouth, but Tony Maline really just makes my clit itch.
That's nasty.
Phony and a fake. She came on this line talking about the council, and when Tony came on, she just punked the fuck up. Like, that whole council is the worst.
I actually live like he gives a very educated, like, I love him. Like, what he says,
he
right on.
He is a punk.
Well, I just want to... Is Marcus still with us?
Oh, shit.
I know that Marcus is with us. I just want to say I'm so glad I said no thank you to your invitation.
Yeah,
no, seriously, no, for real though, Marcus, he promoted that ball, and I congratulate him on giving out his money, and his ball part, not the aftermath, I think that was a job well done. I'm just glad I'm not there. I wasn't there because we all know that Tiffany gets geeked up, and if I would have been there, I could have had a heart attack. Like, trying to run from all of that shit and seeing all of that and being coked up, I could have literally had a heart attack in there, and that shit would not have been right. No,
Tiffany, you would have been catching chins too. Is that what you're saying?
Baby, no. I'm delicate and soft, baby.
Three,
I cannot
two,
catch
three.
A motherfucker.
Incoming transmission.
323-286. How you doing?
California.
What happened?
Is that
me, 323-286.
It is.
Michi. Give us the 411. You've been waiting.
Wait a minute, that's Michi with the suit.
Hey, Tim.
Hey,
Michi.
Oh, Tiffany, Chris from Official Ballroom said, Tiffany, I would have lent you my oxygen tank.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I'd have needed more than that, honey. The girl's going to cut your oxygen tank. How you would have gave me something they're going to cut when they see you at the ball?
Cut the line on the oxygen tank.
Put the lime on the coconut. Hey, Michi.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Can I ask Mark a question? Mark.
Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you told me when you got there that if you didn't have a good time, what did you think about the weekend overall, everything?
Weekend overall, Marcus, I had a blast. I cannot lie. I had a complete blast. I mean, quite honestly, I thought that the ball was dry, the awards ball, and only because it wasn't a lot of people that I would have expected to walk the walk, but I thought that Tiffany Chanel and Exotic fucking ate it that night. I thought My House did well. I had fun overall. I had fun. I mean, I just don't think that particular incident that everybody's talking about was that serious. I mean, I was right there through the whole thing. It was not that serious.
But you're a little bit
serious.
You laugh? So you don't think nothing like that is serious.
But, Mark, I got a question. Was you laughing during the whole situation? I could just see you cracking up.
But you know I keyed. You know
Mark was high.
You know I keyed. It was the key. I mean, you had to catch that. It was no like in the concert. There was no punches or anything being thrown. It was just like
what the hell is that noise?
Come on, dude.
Somebody's breathing.
That's Jason Voorhees.
No, bitch, before you die,
my name out your big ass mouth, smart.
They said who in the beaches of Honduras? What's that?
I'm sorry.
How you gonna fucking go
for Tiffany tonight, honey? Don't come for me if I ain't motherfucking sent for you tonight.
Girl,
honey.
All I'ma say is that gray dress you had on at the
incoming transmission.
Private call your back on the air, Granny. Keep it cute.
Oh, shit.
You're so rude tonight, hell. I forgot what I said, but what I do know is since that Father the Revlon may get banned or go to jail or what have you. We gonna need that gal Monster Truck Revlon and Granny renaming her Monster Truck after she threw that cable. So yeah, I wanna send a shout out to her. We need her in the House of Fella.
Well, right
so wait,
now she's
Jason.
Resting.
Jason, you said that Tiffany gave you 50 Shades of Grey in that gray dress?
Yes, mother, yes.
What gray dress?
Tiffany, they said
Maybe
that you fell out.
Tiffany, you seen the picture. I showed you the picture.
Oh, girl, you got me fucked up, girl. I ain't even finna entertain that foolishness tonight, girl. But it's always an old bitter bottom bitch who can't take
girl,
a pretty
girl.
I
didn't hear you on that bitter bottom. No, I'm not a bitter bottom.
Yes, a
I am a bottom, and I am
no,
proud
girl.
Of that. I mean,
Grand
y'all say that
Canyon
word like it's
echoing,
something to be disgusted.
You're a Grand Canyon echoing asshole, too.
Girl,
don't
is that
me,
child
okay?
Tiffany?
Incoming
no
transmission.
Sandwiches are ready.
I ain't in the mood tonight. I ain't in the mood.
When are you ever in the mood for food?
I'm
always
678-650. You're on the air.
Yeah. This is Land again. I just want to come back. Whoever that person was that said I said something about Dumbo or whatever. No, bitch. I know what house Dumbo in. Dumbo is a prodigy. Damiano is a Revlon. Neither one of them was I referring to. If I could think of what the Miss Rahi child name, I publicly say it. But I can't think of what her name is right now. So put no words in
my
mouth.
The child have on, Aladdin. What does she look like? What she had on?
Sweetie, you have another hour and a half. Get that name.
I'm trying.
Somebody's giving you giving false teas. And somebody
no.
actually said it was a Revlon that cut Tony's son.
No, I did not say that.
No,
okay,
it was not a Revlon.
I did not say that.
No, you didn't say it. Somebody said that.
No, it was not a Revlon.
Well, Michi, could you give us your take on the ball? How you doing?
I didn't go to the fourth ball.
Okay,
hey,
you didn't go to Ebony Weekend?
I didn't get paid to go to Ebony Weekend. I got paid to grab a microphone and sing a song.
Oh,
well, hallelujah.
All right,
there you go.
Go ahead. Somebody's clit is itching again. Somebody's clit is itching again, I guess.
Did you ask, Enrique, you asked who the child was that was with the butt, with the sex siren child, and that
yes,
was his
God.
Name,
yes, God.
That's my nephew Domo in L.A.
Yes, ma'am. Going to L.A.
Of
course you are.
When
y'all.
He left, when he ran out the ball, he kind of like did a little two-step to the right.
Yeah.
Damn.
He
was running, but he did like a little quick.
But those
two-step.
Kicks were so firm, they ain't bouncing out. To left or right, they stayed right in place. And skipped out about that
jiggle.
Now, how many times?
You know,
did
through
win?
All the ruckus, you guys still managed to find cakes.
Down. Damn, miss
it. Wait a minute. Did you record that, Enrique?
No, I didn't record it, but I did edit the parts. The parts that I thought was a key, I edited.
Oh, okay, because I was like, bitch, now out of everything in that ball, Enrique getting chairs thrown at his head and everything, and he looking at just, he got cakes.
Oh, no. I edited Baby Girl, too. But the part I got, because I edited that thing, and I thought it was a key that she was catching those chairs so she remained cunt. But what I have to give her, no motherfucking shade. Nobody oops-balled her on Worldside Hip Hop. I guess until a homosexual, I hate the word faggots, I'm going to use. I guess until a homosexual made mention that she was a female figure. Because all they kept saying was that girl, that woman, the girl. I mean, they were just giving her so much life. But you know how it is. Homosexuals got to come
right.
up below a spot. You know how that goes.
And, Mark, I have a question for you. Why didn't you think it was serious? You don't think someone could have got seriously hurt from a chair?
I mean, it was, look, I've been through much more, many, much more serious situations than that. So a chair is very minor. It's kind of like a bottle if you're not doing it the right way. Like when you hit somebody in the head with the bottle, you can injure them, but when you smash a bitch in the face with a bottle, you know it's over. So it's just chairs being across the room. The velocity of the chairs kind of dies down because they're flying across the room. So that's probably why she ate it, because she wasn't we hit. Now, if I was standing in front of her and whacked the shit out of her with that chair, you think she would have ate that?
Right.
I don't know, brother. I mean, she was doing pretty good. No shade.
Right. She was doing pretty good.
Very,
there's no full force chair coming
me,
straight
up. I mean, I can understand the seriousness of what everybody's saying on the outside. But for me being there, it was really not that serious up until the point he came through the door with the...
With the hatchet and the machete?
Right. Other than that, it wasn't that serious. It wasn't that battle at all because we were all in
what
the same hotel
the
and everything after the situation was over. So really, it wasn't that serious.
Yeah, but the detectives really think it's a serious issue. So
I just want to know what Mama had in that pocketbook that she wasn't putting down.
Money, probably shit.
And I heard a click, click, like a rifle, like a shotgun, a gun at two.
I think that was a taser. Wasn't that a taser that made that
noise? Oh, yeah, they had tasers.
No, not the taser against the wall. I'm talking about outside where you heard that click, click. You heard like a pow. Somebody said they shooting
but
or something.
But no shade, Miss Thing, she can work for a moving company.
No. But she's conned. I mean, we're reading down, but she's definitely conned, though. She's conned.
Are you here, Enrique?
Huh?
We're not reading.
No, I'm just looking at the video. She's conned. And you look on her Facebook page, that lady is real boots. No shade.
Well, I need to see her Facebook. I can't really get into, like,
yeah, her Facebook, she's conned. She looks like conned boots.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely conned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I tell you, was motherfucking high this weekend.
But those Virgin Vogues at the North Carolina Awards Ball was a key.
The Virgin Vogue?
Yeah.
You mean the one where they had the mask on?
Oh, but they were in all red?
No, Virgin Vogue wasn't. The one with the mask on was black and gold.
So... what do y'all think about that full concealment of coming down in, you know, for the Vogue category?
I think it's motherfucking over because the show didn't. I think it's over because you know why? Politics can't go into play if they can't see your face.
I live for that.
Right, and whoever can breathe while voguing in a mask, I give it to you.
Supposedly, they said they was chopping all the legends and the $1,000 windows and the challengers got through.
I don't know, because I was, maybe that's what it is. I didn't see the legends part, because I just saw, like, some of those people were voguing to me. Like, the Chanel, the kind of thick Chanel, she was voguing down.
Out.
I don't know if she got chopped or not, but I gotta, I guess I got to look
out?
At the clip. Huh?
What legends came out for that category? I don't remember any legends coming out for that.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, wow.
Marcus.
Hold on, I'm getting a text. Hold on.
Well, yeah, Ken came out.
Yes,
oh,
Ken did come out. He was concealed. He got chopped, too.
Oh, my God.
He got chopped. Lil James got chopped. I heard all the legends got chopped, though. So if you're going to name one, you got to name them all.
Marcus, darling. Guess he don't know.
No, no, he's taking a break.
Or did y'all put him on a break?
I do think that if the situation wouldn't occur Sunday night, then it would have been a cute little performance that night. Because baby Charles Christian fucked them tens up.
Oh, he did? His tens?
Thank God.
You said his tens?
Yeah, because the kids, they came out, the twins, the Auger twins, Charles Christian. There were legends who came out. Jubilee Milan actually came out. It was a better Vogue category the next night than the actual awards ball.
Oh.
But then the fight broke out. Well, the altercation.
But, you know, that's how it was last year, if I remember, because, you know, the kids performed down at the after ball because I went last year, and it was kind of like that, too.
Well, that's how it usually is. They keep saying the aftermath is much better than the regular ball. I keep hearing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
can I get y'all opinion on something? This is something I want to know. Do y'all think that people that you never heard of should be able to throw balls?
Yeah.
No, they want to throw a fucking ball, doesn't
it? I mean,
it's your choice if you go or not. Right, it's your choice if you want to go or not.
I mean, you don't want to throw the walk for money anyway. If somebody that you don't know is giving away $5,000 for performance and you're a voguer, you're not going to go because you don't know them?
Bitch, I'm going.
I just don't know, honey. I just think it should be like some standards with who can throw balls.
What the fuck is this long ass shit?
And Tiffany, why are you bringing this up? I need to know.
People who don't walk balls or who have never walked balls throw balls all the time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's crazy. I think you should like something, honey. Like it would be some standard for these balls to be throwing, honey. See?
But no shade. Sometimes a girl, I don't know. But sometimes the girls with no names balls be really cute though, because there's no high expectation. You're just going to have fun as a kiki. You know what I'm saying? So, that's
really,
not a problem.
Who ever really comes to, if you don't know who the person having a ball, who really would ever come to a ball outside of where you live at if you never even know?
Exactly,
like,
just your
like,
girlfriend.
Exactly. Like, you don't know nobody. Like, if you don't know somebody, you ain't never heard of this person, you're going to come to Arizona to, you know, James Little Con Balls, and not real James Con, but I'm just making up a name. You know, Little Tito Con Ball in Arizona.
Chris
the
Con now?
Shit about, huh?
So Chris Oxygen is a con now?
I'm just
making
up
some shit, honey. I'm just saying.
You don't know that person. You know damn well you ain't going all the way to no damn body ball. So that means only the people in Arizona going to go, I'm thinking.
Well, that's all. Sometimes that's all you want to come. Sometimes people don't want. Sometimes people don't want everybody coming to ball. Sometimes people just have balls just for their keef tea or have fun. You don't need the whole esteemed ballroom career to go. You just want people that are there that walk. Because a lot of times we look at these little balls, everybody's walking. When you go to these real big balls, just a few people walk. You know what I'm saying? You want a competitive ball.
Speaking of Kiki's, did y'all see that Kiki ball that Asia Balenciaga threw? They look like they had a fucking blast.
They did.
Yeah. Oh, was that the black ball?
Yeah, that black everything ball. Them girls, that performance part. That bitch, they look like they was. My thing was, that's my first time seeing a Kiki ball. It seemed like the Kiki ball, they was going in. Like I was living for the Vogue. I was like, why they don't go in like that at the regular balls?
I missed that.
Yeah, they were. They were having fun. Those girls was trying. They had some creative little things, too, coming out the cage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
But they actually were going back and forth over $700. So it's just like the regular ballroom.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, shit. We can't talk about Kiki Fox.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Enrique.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad.
You got up. Ooh.
The reason why I decided to leave the group is because I refuse to be on the board where board members can approach me on stage while receiving a House of the Year award in the midst of glory, saying to me, I'm a fake bitch and they're going to deal with me. Then telling several judges on the right side of me, from Rodney on down, how he is going to get me. I remove myself from the panel and the group because I don't want to work with immature people who sit on one hand like they care but really don't give two damn fucks about your safety or mine. So I'm going to stay clear of all situations until they concern me or I'm physically touched. Then I'll be pressed my own charges and will stick to it. You can also say, I said the problem is interior within the group. You have to deal with those issues and problems first before you can ban people inside a ballroom where you're entertaining the drama as a spectator. This is from Sebastian Escada when he was approached by Tony at the ball Saturday. That's from Sebastian. And that's why he removed himself.
I'm glad it took you 5 years to figure it out, though.
And I'm glad it did, too.
Incoming transmission.
202-210. Ooh, we're going to have a conference call. 212.
Hey, what's up?
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Bishop. Hey, Kelly, how you doing? Are you in
jail? Sure. Kelly's not on here, Bishop.
Well, anyway, how y'all doing? I just wanted to say hello to everybody, including Jason.
Hello.
But I just wanted to say hello. That's about it.
Thank you. I just want to say, you can kick rocks. That's just saying hello. Including it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
He just wanted to say hello.
Enrique, where is, does Camaro still want to come on?
Oh,
I'm supposed to be waiting for him to hit me up or whatever. I'm going to hit him up and see.
Okay.
I'm going to hit him.
Wait, what is Camaro coming on for?
Why did he refuse to come
on? Oh, somebody said Ken was the only legend to walk concealed and got chopped. So I guess everybody else wasn't legend. Ken was the only legend. But everybody that concealed got chopped, right? Is that what they said or no?
Not everybody that was concealed got chopped. It's just Ken was probably the only legend up there.
Oh, okay.
That was concealed that got chopped.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, Little James, not a legend. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but why is Miss Camaro?
No, I want to know why she refused to go up on that stage when they deemed.
And that's why we're going to have him call in. He will address that. But we'll see. But, yeah, so that's the reason why Sebastian removed himself from the council. He was feeling some type of way about that situation.
Oh, so that's why. Maya
wants me to let you know that your voice is sexy.
Who?
Maya.
Hey, Maya, bottom.
Who?
Enrique,
oh,
if
no.
You have no facts,
ew.
Stop trying to report, sit back, and smoke a bowl.
What?
I don't smoke, first of all, and I'm going to need you to read that clearly. Again.
And Maya's hoe looked like a used ashtray.
Oh, no, he said smoke some hookah.
No, Mark, Maya is saying she... Maya, Valentine's Day was 3 weeks ago. This is not the Valentine's Day hookup show.
You said Mark or Marcus?
Mark. You, brother, you. She wants to slay. She wants your cookies. Yours.
She
want to dip her chocolate stick in your peanut butter. You, yes, you.
She want to take you through the Underground Railroad and take you to freedom.
Mm.
I still need to understand about when this ball of Virginia got canceled.
She wants to
it's
ride
not canceled,
the
Tiffany.
Oh.
Wake up.
Switchwheel, can you take Maya off mute for just 5 seconds? She want to put her dentures in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
We went from having over 100 people in the chat room to now we down to 93.
Because there is no fucking, like, mess. Did y'all realize that Sunday morning nobody was saying anything? I had woke up and I was like, oh, I wonder what happened at the bar, I wonder what happened at the bar, and it was just nothing.
I think I'm going to start doing snow.
But as soon as some mess started, everybody on there, but yeah.
Incoming transmission.
803-269.
Just like you're supposed to know your status, know your number.
Yes, mother.
Yeah. Yeah. But so when is the next ball?
The next ball is the Chicago Awards ball that the same fucking girls that went this weekend is going to be right at next weekend, chapel. This shit.
Oh, shit. Well, then after that is Vegas.
Yeah, then after that is, well, I don't know what's in April, but I know the Virginia Awards ball is May 4th.
Well, yeah. April 13th is the Escada Ball in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm.
The next ball, Tea Party. The next ball on the radio station is the Scotta Ball and Brandon Ball. That's the next ball on the radio station. Nobody else ball is on the station.
You and Tia, just feel free to come and invade our show like this.
I thank you for reaching out, London. I love you.
Can I bring my hat trick, Kelly?
Well, speaking of the Escada Ball, the venue has been changed to the Fiesta Event Center.
Oh.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Wait a minute, the Texas Ball is now in Virginia?
No. Speaking of the Escada Ball, the venue has been changed from the Dallas InfoMart to the Fiesta Event Center, which is not that far.
Okay,
because the InfoMart is doing reconstruction, and they told Danny Escada that it was not going to be done in time.
Okay, so the ball.
Who the hell is talking over me when I'm trying to fucking play
a little bit, but not much, girl.
Who
what
is
that?
Hang them up.
Sir Mark, a question came through for me, but I'm going to wait for J-Rock.
Like I said, the Mission Impossible Ball in Dallas, Texas, House Ball, April 13, 2013, the venue has been changed from the InfoMart to the Fiesta Event Center. And
They had to change the venue because the Infomart, which is a big market center, was not going to be finished with construction by the 13th. So they told Danny, and he found another over venue. But since it's a little bit further, he's going to have a shuttle party bus at the Holiday Inn to get you back and forth from the ball, and it's going to run to 2 a.m. in the morning, but the ball is over at 12 a.m., so it's still going to let you run to the clubs and everything. So
Shuttle can pick up the dates and bring them back. Work.
Right.
Work. So you're definitely going to have to write that down, J-Rock, because I forgot everything.
Just go into
but
the
Mark,
page and you will see.
This just came through. What is your opinion on your house, the red and whites, attacking a bunch of female figures?
What?
Okay. What do you want my opinion to be? I mean, wasn't there, like I said, y'all saw the video from 4 minutes and 58 seconds. Like the caller came on and said, like Vonna said, there was stuff going on long before everybody seen what was going on. So there were a lot of female figures in that house throwing chairs, just like there were female figures in my house throwing chairs. It was on both ends. Everybody was throwing chairs on both ends. Y'all just caught that clip right there.
Okay. Okay, so that was your answer.
And no, I don't approve of any butch queen throwing anything at a femme queen, period.
I'm kind of disgusted by the fact that Maya is calling you his wife.
There's some dyketry going on if it.
But don't you live for that?
Man, I don't see why you stay high, brother, with Maya as a husband.
Yeah, Maya got me. You know where Maya is.
How would you know, Enrique?
I said, yeah, if she does, you know where Akmaga is, Gog.
Well, I don't know, but I don't let.
Oh, my God. Enrique do so much fucking talking for a replacement.
Shut the fuck up. You know what? Isn't it some food you can eat, bitch? For real.
Damn,
you should be snacking on for real right now, girl. We can go toe for toe if you feel like playing, girl. Because I'm ready to go. Get your moo-moo and get comfortable, girl, because we're about to play. Get your moo-moo and a plate of lasagna because we're about to play, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
No, ladies.
I'm Switchboard. Can you do the same thing you did last week for me and Bishop, which was a tease? I need you to do that right now. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, that if you're listening from your computer, you have 5 minutes to call in or you will no longer be able to listen to the show. Do not forget to tune in to tomorrow for the State of Emergency show with Jasmine Couture, where she goes one-on-one with the icon father of all fathers, Tony Ravlon.
Okay.
So
now, back to Sasquatch and Godzilla. Girl, y'all really feeling yourselves tonight.
Whoever called in and said that that made their clit itch, somebody's trying to steal your slogan and put it on a T-shirt.
And you would know tomorrow to call in early because the lines will be full. You would be a fool to miss tomorrow's night chef.
I'm going to just have to listen because I can't call
in. Well, I want to give a shout out to Milan. Milan, congratulations. If you're listening, because I know you are, congratulations on all your new endeavors. But anybody that's willing to pay him $39.95 to teach them how to be a successful star, you are a fool.
You're lying. I know you're lying. You're lying.
Is she doing Richard Simmons?
You're fucking lying.
Okay, I'm such a lion.
You're lying.
You're such a lion. Yes, you're a lion,
is that
bitch.
On QVC?
Please tell me you're lying.
Okay, I'm lying, but it was posted in the room.
Shopping network? What
right.
eBay? Where?
It was posted in some of those groups. How to be?
Oh, y'all,
no, I'm sorry. It was $59.99. Thank you, my little son Tito. Yes, $59.99. Thanks,
sir.
Little Chris.
Please tell me he accepts credit cards. Does he accept credit cards?
Bitch, if I give Milan a credit card, I'd sooner marry you.
Oh shit! No, thank you.
Oh no.
Okay.
Incoming transmission.
Marcus,
oh, shit.
You're on.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to click over
no.
and take a call.
No.
Marcus, your ball is over. You don't have to pay no more.
Right.
Yeah. You no longer speak about the ball from this point forward.
I'm not speaking about the ball.
Okay.
Marcus, what is that trip you say you're taking, honey, with your $24,000, honey?
That's not a, that's what that was.
Oh my god.
Okay. That's what we. That's
yeah.
Out of the business. You know?
Okay, so he stuttered a little bit. So it must be some sort of truth to that.
Well, he was opening. And he put 500 people at $30 a pop equals he made $24,000.
That's not. Come on, Tiffany. You know business better than that. Just because that's what you take in, that doesn't necessarily mean what that's. You still have expenses that you have to pay, or even when you pay for them in advance, you still reimburse yourself back for them. So, I mean, you can't look at that as profit.
There wasn't a ball.
What?
Did you not have a ball?
Yeah, you did. That's why Tom was complaining about no beverages on the table.
Wasn't no drinks on the table. That's what
Tom
said. Oh, so add that too.
No, Bobby. There wasn't no drinks on the table, but you paid $10 for a drink.
Bitch, you the fool.
Wait a minute.
You paid $15 in New York.
You ain't snogging no ink drunk? Yeah.
I paid $18
at all. That would be the one night I sneak a bottle in.
Wait a minute. So you can sneak mace and a knife, but you can't sneak a bottle in there?
Baby, if y'all don't know how to sneak a bottle in...
Exactly.
Y'all don't have no schoolboys that won't?
Wait a minute, Marcus. You only had 500 people at the ball?
Who?
I don't know where she got that number from.
I got it from you. Don't start your mess.
Screenshot, Tiffany. Screenshot it. You know what it is.
I'm getting it right now. Hold on.
Screenshot it.
He done tried me now. He know I'm
a...
I don't
come up
off.
Y'all be testing my sister journalism.
That was 500? Hold on, let me pull it up. I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Marcus deleted that quiz. I don't know what you're talking about. That shit is gone.
I didn't delete anything. That's not the number I
said. Oh, so somebody's saying Milana's a hoot because isn't this the same girl who said Alexander McQueen asked for her services?
Who?
Yeah. Work it.
Oh, here it go, right here.
Hold read it, girl.
Wait, I'm trying to. And it got 72 damn comments on it. Hold on a second.
Oh, shit.
That boy had pissed me off. He was bragging about it.
Who's in Philadelphia? I need to know how to fill out a missing persons report in Philadelphia.
Hold on, let me see. I don't
know why.
Because
who's
I'm missing Nicole Winabella.
I haven't heard from Nicole Winabella. She gonna come back over. She done lost all that weight and everything.
Just look over your shoulder, honey.
If you feel a hand on your shoulder, but nothing rubs your neck, like, you know, maybe that's her. Because of, never mind, it didn't work.
Wow. Wow.
Jason, I need to send it to you so I can get Marcus. This is what he said, honey.
Okay, well, honey, send it to me. Just tell me.
Tread lightly.
What rum is it in? Just tell me what rum it's in.
Let me get to what it says. Because my bad, Marcus, I was wrong. You didn't say 500. You said 800. You said, sissy, tread lightly. With that 800 people that came to my ball pop, $30, I can be in Houston in 2 hours. And then he said $24,000 is how much he got. Yeah.
So after that violence at your ball, Marcus, you're promoting violence?
Did I promote violence? What did I say?
She said you still going
to. Yes,
I never threatened the child at all. I said, tread lightly. I could be in Houston in 2 hours.
What does that mean, though?
So he can get
are you gonna go to Houston and give him a free ball ticket or something?
Maybe I was gonna go to Houston and buy the boy lunch. Maybe I thought he was cute. Y'all don't know what I was insinuating.
Tread lightly, I think you're over. Tread lightly.
Jason, go in the Gulf Coast ballroom. Please go in there, honey, and get Marcus coached 7 hours ago.
Okay.
Marcus was
the Gulf Coast room.
Yes,
Yes, he started it out. This is how he posted it. He called that child out, and he said that child name. He said, "Sweetie, were you even at the awards ball? The awards ball took place with over 800 people there without incident. That was a mini ball, faggot."
But yeah, Tiffany, you saw Tiffany, what you're missing is the message he posted on the group. Well, he said, I'm the one that posted it to World Hop Hip Star.
What's the name
and
of the
somebody
what's
told him, they was like, oh, bitch, you need to delete that. And he deleted it, so then I tagged him in that message. But he admitted to doing it, and he was bragging about it, like, bitch, yes, I did it. What the fuck are you going to do?
Marcus, shut up, honey. You threatened that man.
Okay,
no,
what part of them is, Tiffany,
somebody,
what part of this am I supposed
that
to be copying with this, the D72?
Oh, no.
Yes, honey, go down to copy the whole goddamn thing, but put the whole combo
but
in there, honey.
Oh,
well,
Marcus
that
is protecting his brand, so he was
yes
protecting his.
Yeah,
that's what he
that
said. He said,
"I
worked hard to build this brand." He was
that's
frustrated.
Why he cussed out that news reporter because he worked hard to build that brand.
So, Marcus, you split that money with three or four other people, right?
That's not for discussion. That's
okay, well, so
if
we're working, we put Marcus,
came,
and Marcus can't discuss nothing, there's no point in him sitting at this table.
No, we
let him go,
because
Marcus
no money.
Keep
that's
keep
a goddamn business, bitch.
Let Marcus keep going. He
can everybody, hold
on,
let me do this. Grand prize was called three motherfucking times. We it
all
closed
right
three times. We opened it back up and still gave the money out. Not for a little bit, not for half, for the full amount. Nobody, everybody got every dime that we were supposed to give away. Everybody got paid. Every worker got paid extra. There's no question. Nobody need to know what we
no,
took
that's
off. That's none of the goddamn business.
Congratulations.
Mom didn't get
like,
paid.
I think you really, I mean, I didn't get
paid.
They
say y'all didn't pay Tom was on payroll.
Tom did.
But Ms. Econ said that only 800 people came through, so if you split it up three ways, what?
You know what, Mark?
$1,000 a person, though, alone, even three ways. If it's 800 times three, that's 24,000. Even if they split it up three ways, that's still 8,000.
Well, how can y'all split that? You know what? I'm a
Marcus.
Well, I mean, some of y'all ain't never had no event.
Marcus, all bullshit aside, if you do manage to throw another awards ball next year, I'm going to try my best to get out there because the actual awards ball, that was a good ball. Because if you
and you know
ball,
what? I realize that we have a curse on the aftermath because this is the third incident.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, and you know, we've had by different promoters, we've had different events after the awards ball, and for some reason, every year something happens. So I don't know, you know, that curse might be valid. Last year was a gunshot. It was just a gunshot in the air, and you know people went
and
home.
And I have a question, Marcus, because if this is true, then this is even commendable. I got in my inbox that the people even got their money from the aftermath after you stated that you wasn't going to give the money out, but you still ended up giving them their money.
Well, that is correct. House of Balenciaga had nothing to do with the incident on Sunday, so they were giving the money.
Because when most people say, bitch, I'm not giving no money out to nobody, they don't. But I guess you being the person you are, you made sure that they got their money. So
yeah,
that's commendable.
We gave the money out. Right, that's the right thing to do. They had nothing to do with that. That's not fair. And I don't want no bitch to accuse me of trying to do a no-deal
right
to save $1,000.
Then they going to say that you rigged it because you didn't want to give out the money.
Money, right.
People that play the question and answer game on Facebook
don't
have a life.
Well, let me ask Marcus one thing. Marcus, how did you feel as a promoter, though, when, like, a lot of people are saying, like, the hottest part of your ball or, like, what they really look forward to seeing is when Exotic and Tiffany, you know, Chanel came up and voted up. Like, how did that make you feel, like, as a
that
promoter?
That was supposed
like,
to be the highlight
like,
of the ball. That was grand prize of the night.
What
it's
I'm
supposed
saying,
to be the highlight.
Don't get smart. Don't get catty.
Hold on.
Listen, what I'm asking you is, did you feel like it was brought to, like, how you know what I'm saying? Like, how you wanted, was you, like, as a promoter, like, dang, they really brought me what I was looking for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you feel, how did
they
you
were
feel?
Stunning. They were beautiful. I expected a few more Fem Queens to come out and, you know, a few more teams to come out, but I was pleased with the two teams that came. I'd rather have two quality teams versus 10 teams that were trash.
you know, I'm glad that there was a battle. Either way, if it wasn't, they still would have got their money. But I'm glad that it was a competition and teams came out and they came out, you know, they played.
Right.
To the, you know, to the Fem Queens, I feel as though they can't come out for $2,000. You don't have to worry about me ever giving y'all a dime. Y'all, to me, y'all like sex siren. You will get $100 here and $100 there. You're going to learn to respect, you know, the ballroom scene. We've kind of kissed y'all ass for a little too long. You know, if y'all not coming out for $5,000 or $7,000, that's crazy. And, you know, for some ladies, they said why they couldn't come or, you know, but some of these deals, they were, I want all the money and I want you to fly me in and put me in a hotel and, you know.
Wait, hold up. Somebody wants you to fly them in, put them in the hotel to walk your ball.
Butch queens who wanted, who asked femme queens or women or drag queens to be on their team, that was their response. Well, you know, if I'm going to be kind of like how they did the 66.
That sounds like Jagger
Wayne. Yeah, Jagger's ball.
Right. To be on my team, I'm going to need this and I'm going to need that. And then if we win, I want all the money. And, well, baby, that means you want to take no risk.
Right.
And walking any ball is a risk. I mean.
Can I ask you this? Just because Caesar hasn't put up the videos yet of everything, who was the other people that walked against Caesar?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Anthony Revlon and a girl named Gabby Ebony.
Okay, I'm not.
She was a real. She was a real fish.
Mm-hmm.
She was a real fish. She was a NATO woman. Excuse me, Susan. She was a NATO woman.
A NATO woman.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't want to say biologically born. I think that's the correct terminology the WBT scene uses now when someone was born a female.
She was like Tiffany.
You know, a NATO woman.
No, Tiffany's a femme queen.
Exactly.
Tiffany is the junior
queen.
Oh, Tiffany, you didn't tell him.
Susan, inbox me, Susan, if I'm right.
Tiffany got chopped at the ball because she went up there for junior film queen, and the whole board chopped her. I didn't think that was right.
See, you need to shut the fuck up, J-Rock, okay? Because you've been talking about the side of your left.
I didn't think that was right. I was on your side, okay? See, that's them hormones coming in her that she's getting out of control. And see, and then Jasmine want to get mad at me because I finally let my cat out the bag. You know what I'm saying? Letting everybody know I was born a woman, but I'm taking
her
to stay a man.
The hell
I ain't got time for this.
Y'all know
cow milk got hormones in it.
Did you say powder milk got hormones?
Cow milk.
Rex,
she's talking about shit to fuck up.
London, I can't deny. Oh, God.
Why is this boy sitting? Is this a diaper Miko got on?
So I'm glad, Marcus. I'm glad that, you know, you did have some, you know, good parts of your ball. I just hate, you know, that everything else overshadowed. Because you did promote it well. And, you know, it seemed like it was, you know, a good function. And I think you did everything in your power to provide a good
Right. Well, I don't
function.
Want it to affect anybody. You know how, like, I'll be honest with you, when things happen at balls, people get discouraged because people spend a lot of money. We can't travel the way people used to travel anymore. You know what I mean?
So
when you're spending your hard-earned money to go to a ball, you know, I don't want anything that happens in North Carolina to affect Vegas or Chicago or anything like that because people get discouraged when they get there and their categories don't get called or, you know, they get there and the ball ends in a fight. That discourages people. So we always want it to be a positive influence. You know, I think promoters, you know, we have a general respect for each other to make sure that we do the right thing. It's other people who are just out there out for a coin who kind of messing up the scene, who are just kind of taking advantage of the patrons and the situation that's at hand. So, you know, I want to make sure that everyone has, you know, is excited. So if only one, you know, if one of those winners who took that money can go to Vegas or Chicago next week and try to, you know, invest this money or, you know, I was always taught that when you win money at a ball, it was like a tax return. You can never guarantee it. And so when you get a tax return, you know, for the few ones that are lucky to get one, you know, you kind of invest it. You do something good with it that maybe you weren't able to do previously with it versus just conspicuously consume it, Tiffany, you know.
Exactly. You know,
every
time. This, though,
they will not be pulling on shenanigans. I went to Vegas last year, and, baby, Vegas ain't playing with their ass, okay? And the girls
bitch,
really
you would not want to get locked up in Vegas,
even
bitch.
Have ass. You know how when you go to a ball, you can always check, like, Jack and see all the girls on, or you can see everybody got their ass up when they in the ball city. Girl, when you in Vegas, girl, them girls are even scared to put their ass up, honey, for the police locking their ass up. So, I don't think they're going
to
be.
But that's because prostitution is legal in Vegas. You just have to have a license. So they're going to actually enforce it, you know, for those girls who don't have a license.
They can pack her bags now.
They can kick your door down.
Not as fast, but you was already by the front door, bitch. Don't do
that. No, I'm already there, bitch. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, honey, I don't know. I just hate that happened, Marcus. But, I mean, you know, you did what you could and.
I ain't going to Vegas. Somebody might come after me with a chainsaw.
How much is the prostitution?
Along with the hatchet.
No,
what you said,
Mark?
You know what? Every time I try to be nice to Bishop, he puts up something so stupid. But
because
I'm not
he loves you.
You fucking Tiffany, why you even entertain it, child? Just pay it.
He heard you
like,
12
that was,
inches.
That was just
he
left.
Wants you to fill his hole with 12 inches.
I want
well,
to
that ain't child pay it.
I'm laughing at that. No, you will not. I just laughed at myself. Enrique, you got me. Okay, you got me.
No, we got you, boo.
We got you, boo.
You got me because I keep so hard at that and I just thought about it. I'm the fool. That's what you do.
Yeah. Oh, tickly wiggly.
Boom, puss, boom, boom is saying that a video is up on YouTube. J-Rock ain't got no 12-inch nothing.
Well, go look at the video. Go look at the video because I ain't got a video nowhere.
That ain't what TJ said.
Well, Lord.
No, that's even like, yet. Just leave it at that. Yet.
First of all, y'all need to call Letitia. Just because y'all don't see nothing don't mean that it ain't there.
Well, honey, if you don't see it, then you don't need to call Letitia. The whole point of calling her is because you can see it.
I'm talking about on me, duh. I think that's the nastiest thing in the world. Just because they made skinny jeans, that don't mean have your piece and your meat just hanging all just right there and stuff. That's nasty. Well,
that
you gotta go
nasty.
By all
be on the bus and everything like that.
Yes.
And they balls all crunched up in them tight ass pants. I'd be like, y'all look foolish.
But personally, to
so
me,
I come back to the phone to hear that J Rock hides his meat.
That's fine. That is just fine. If I go to Walgreens right now and it's late at night and some old lady is checking me out and all this kind of stuff, I don't need her looking down and my everything just right there. And that's nasty.
That was an old woman with a piece. That'd be different right there.
You know, some posts are just not worth responding to.
Every case, some people, we don't do like you and go knock off old ladies at night at the Walgreens, okay?
Oh.
Keep Enrique away from old folks' homes.
No, they pay better, they say.
Marcus.
Yeah,
He's still there. So after you had got all your coins, honey, that night for your coinage, did you go back to your
leave
room?
This alone.
Your house or wherever you went, did you just put your money on the bed and just lay on it and have hot sex with a
Ew.
Date or something, honey? What did you
oh
do
God.
With the...
When I got back, everybody came back to my suite. We had some liquor up there. I would have locked the money
yeah.
in the safe. And
yeah, I had more than
and I sat up for about 10 minutes. Kelly and them was up there in the room, and then I went to the room. I locked my door, and I went to sleep. I was tired. And I think they stayed in there about 1 or 2 o'clock, they said.
That's a lie. That means that's a lie coming through.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it is a lie. I went to sleep alone.
Who the hell called me from Atlanta at 1 o'clock
that back page ad you got
that back page ad.
You know how to. You seen that page?
I can't hear you, Tiffany.
I said you said nobody's gonna jack you that night, honey. After that boys in Atlanta been jacking for Apple laptops and everything else, honey. You said they ain't gonna get my coins tonight.
You know about boys jacking in Atlanta?
No.
So are we going to Houston or not? I need to know so I can make arrangements.
You be going along.
Who the fuck is...
Look, J-Rock is on the show right now. He is not able to take calls right now.
J-Rock ain't doing shit but pressing a goddamn different ring so we can think somebody. Incoming
transmission.
What happened?
There is a video up in the official room. The video is up now.
Right, with Sanaya and...
That's been up for
a while. That's the one we already seen, Aftermath Part 1.
Yeah, that's Part 1. That's, people seen it already.
Yeah, it's broke. I can't. Every time I try to
talk
to somebody,
they go... I felt her angst when she was on there. Like, you could literally feel her emotion. It was really almost brought a tear to my eye. Because I don't like to see Naya, you know, look so upset like that.
Yeah.
It's something to me.
Girl, I think a lot of people felt that way, actually.
Yeah, she did really do something to me. She said, y'all coming in like y'all painful, like y'all going to a gang fight. It was very much for me.
Which boy, can you mute J-Rock, please?
In the aftermath?
I said, somebody calling me from Atlanta.
Which boy, can you mute J-Rock, please?
Why you sound like a boy all of a sudden? Is that somebody else in the background?
He's so disrespectful.
Right.
I ain't got the time.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay.
Look in the tea party room. I posted the video of the aftermath with Sanaya. It's the key.
Yeah. That tea party room is growing. There's a lot of people in there.
Y'all put me out.
Well, actually, we had a discussion and we had to take a vote, and everybody voted no.
That's all.
Well, no, that's
that.
Not true, because I'm in there and I didn't vote no for him. I like Marcus.
You're not gonna get none of the money, Tiffany. Stop.
I don't need his money, baby.
Tiffany, we're gonna have Patrono deck in Vegas. You coming to Vegas this year?
Oh, yes, God. You know, I was there last year. Yes, God.
Yeah, I was there, too. I didn't know you. We didn't know each other then, you know.
Yeah, man, right. Oh, yeah, I'll
That's
be there.
That's what it was,
honey.
But, yeah.
I'll be there.
This is the fifth one, and this is my fifth year going. I always just, some years I just went just for the ball, but this year, yeah, I'm going for the whole week for the first time ever.
Okay, get out there.
Tiffany, make sure you take security with you, please.
Baby,
now Vegas is not somewhere you're gonna go and attack somebody or you get any problems.
You don't have a problem in Vegas. Those girls don't play.
Right.
As soon as somebody come up to me, I'm gonna say, "Don't fucking feel me. Don't feel me."
Hold on, y'all, because I haven't seen the video. Did they play the whole thing of me cussing?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Without me. Oh, that news crew is fierce.
You knew that.
Well, you know they're going to do that anyway because it plays into... But, Marcus, you know they're going to do that because it plays into the whole mob thing. You know what I'm saying? Angry ball from the angry fights and stuff like that. You kind of knew they wanted to edit that in there.
No, I just was kind of like, well, because this was the shame. As soon as I pulled up, the lady, they wouldn't have known who I was. The lady from the venue was like, Marcus. And the queen that sent the information to the news station sent them the flyer for the ball, too. So they was like, oh, Marcus, that's the same number. That's this number we've been calling on the flyer. Oh, well, bitch, this video. Because, see, they would have never been able to, had she not said my name, they would have known who I was. I could have just been somebody who, you know, whatever. But she fucked up and said my name. And
I was gagging.
Uh-huh. Well. They could be so right about people in their jobs fucking this fucking night.
I thought they can't hear you cursing on the television. I was always told by people on the reality shows.
They bleeped it, but we know what you said.
Right. If they bleeped it, they bleeped on purpose.
Hold on, I must be didn't curse enough because apparently, you know, when you curse that much, they can't air it at all. So I guess I just didn't curse enough. Damn.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that would have came off real nice. The image you're trying to get.
Did you show the size? Could you clearly see it was me, or you just had a side profile?
I didn't even
a side profile, Marcus.
It was a side profile.
You didn't get her candy camera, okay?
Yeah, we saw it all in your emotion. We saw it all in your we heard it in your voice and everything. It was you.
You kind of looked like you prayed from
well,
the
hold
back.
On. As soon as I got to the airport, I got on the group and read for Phil. So I was like, bitch, to whoever the late queen that did this, I was over it. Because, I mean, you know, it was a difference. They didn't even know where the place was. The queen sent them the flyer from the ball, the categories, and everything.
So they just went to the – I was going to say, how did they get in touch? How did they get to the store? I guess they saw it on the video, and then they guess – I mean, it's not hard to investigate, though. I think anybody can get that. You
Girl,
can go online to get
the
invitation.
It was put online. The queen sent – there's a tip line on the website. You can go on the website. They sent them the link and also emailed them the flyer. And then with the address of where this was and was like, this took place in Charlotte. No charges have been filed. And then because the Charlotte News is only reporting like, well, why have no charges been filed? That's all they want to know. Like, why was this not done? Remember that incident in Atlanta when the child got beat up in front of the store and they tried to make it seem like a hate crime?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nothing ever happened, but once the news picked up on it, the police had to respond and the DA had to respond. And that's what's happening here. Now they're asking bigger questions like, well, were there drugs in the building? Why do these people have on expensive clothes? Mind you, they already know what the ballroom scene somewhat is, so they're just building their case.
What, homosexuals can't dress nice? What the hell they mean? Why they got on nice clothes? Honey, please.
Well,
what the hell
they
mean? What
the
drugs related.
They on drugs,
everyone
too. They got to leave drugs alone,
Mother, what you say now?
They think it's gang-related. They think everyone that was in the red and white was in
a gang. Well, right. They consider us organized crime. I mean, I don't think y'all realize that, but we're being investigated by organized crime divisions of different agency branches of, you know, the government, you know, of.
So I guess that hatchet and machete didn't help any.
Oh, shit. So we had the black fist on our shirts, and it was red and white, so they said, do we? Again.
I don't want that shirt now.
Bitch, I got that shirt, bitch. I don't pump around that shirt again. I don't give a fuck about no news.
Then I bring that shirt to my house.
Bitch, I'll bring that shirt right to your plate, bitch. I'll wear that shirt to your plate.
Mm-hmm, and
I think had this been like Philadelphia or New York or D.C., it really wouldn't have been no tea. But really in Charlotte, we don't really have much crime. So they have time to investigate
stuff like this.
Oh, wait
a minute. Hold on, Marcus. I got to stop you, honey. I used to be a resident of North Carolina, Durham, Raleigh, all of that. Baby, Charlotte is the highest crime rate in North Carolina. What the hell you mean you ain't got no crime in Charlotte?
I mean, as in, like, other cities. And we have a lot of police here, per person. There's a lot of police here per person here. So, mind you, they have the resources to investigate. Just imagine, you know how in Chicago they were telling people, like, bitch, if you call writing checks and things like that, they're not sent, don't call 911. Well, in Charlotte, honey, they got police. They have the resources just to come right then and there. You know, if it's not really non-emergency, they were distinguishing between everything is an emergency in North Carolina or in Charlotte. So, I mean, they're going to investigate this because they have the time, effort, and energy to do it. We don't have a million murders going on and people just getting shot on the street randomly. So the police just looking for something to do. That's why they just pull the girls over just to pull them over.
My thing is this, though. What is there to investigate? The proof is on the video. Everybody
right.
knows.
Did y'all see this post by
you
Florida
need an investigation
Avenue?
For. I mean, if everybody's going to lead the cops down the path of pleading the fifth, then nobody might as well not say nothing. But, I mean, there's really nothing to investigate.
You're saying that, but, okay, on that video, it's enough to charge people with disorderly conduct, destruction to personal property over whatever amount it actually is, exciting a riot. I mean, fighting is the least of the worries. That's a misdemeanor. You're talking about, you know, other things. You're talking about other things that can be considered felonies. You know, depending on how much amount that you know, how much they're charging people with. You know, then if you go in and you know, it's a number of things that could be done.
Y'all need to read that post that's in that room.
Think about it though, nobody from North Carolina was involved in any of that. So how is it that you're gonna charge everybody from different states? Everybody comes from somewhere different.
Let me be clear, Mark. We ain't no fools. Everybody know everybody got house names, but bitches know other people's real names. So let me be. And then when the shady part is when people already have other instances going on, they've been arrested previously, they can pull records and they can get the information they need. And another part is people are snitching. I mean, if you get approached, some people are going to talk. See, my face ain't nowhere on that video. They can't prove I was there.
Well, they can prove it now. They listen to
the
truth.
You saying, fuck you.
That,
get out my
I
face.
I still have not yet said I was there.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, you know what, Marcus? I think you need to not even really, as far as worry about it. You didn't do anything wrong or whatever the case might be.
My thing is this, Marcus and anybody else, and particularly to you and everybody else, if this is all an issue and everybody's so concerned about it, then just stop going, because I'm sure that I will see most of you in Virginia on May 4th. So this is really, like, void now. Like, it's considering your livelihood. I can understand you, but everybody else just needs to give it a rest. Y'all bitches will be on the plane to Chicago on the 8th of March, and then y'all will turn around and be in Texas in April. It's just void. It's just dumb. Just
I won't be in Texas.
Get $30 together for the next function and pay it.
240-581.
I just wanted to know, are y'all going to spend your last 25 minutes still talking about this draining topic, or y'all going to move to something else?
I was waiting for you to come on, big
sexy.
Then drain us even more.
Who?
Girl, I thought you wasn't coming on Tuesday, so why are you even making your comment?
Excuse me, Tiffany?
Is this Naima?
Yes.
Is this mother foot long?
It's finished, okay. What you was getting ready to ask me?
I said I thought you wasn't coming on Tuesday, so why are you even coming on making your comment?
No, I said I would not be one of the co-hosts on Tuesdays. I didn't say I wasn't going to listen.
Oh.
I said I wasn't going to co-host now.
Oh, so you're one of those private callers. You're just going to raise your hand and then, you know, say what you
got to
say.
No, I'm not a private caller because I called in with my phone number. My phone number was announced, was it not?
Girl. Oops. Denied.
So anyway, these last 25 minutes to 20 minutes that y'all have left, since it's supposed to be the tea party, let's talk about something a little bit more enlightening or a little bit more fun or a key or something like that, because they had the state of emergency tomorrow for 3 hours. So I'm pretty sure these callers are kind of like over, sitting on the phone for damn near 3 hours listening to this.
Okay, so now
and
you
it's
must
no
have
shade.
A topic to bring it up.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask, Mother.
You said what? Say it again, London.
Do you have a topic to make it interesting?
No, I really don't have a topic. You don't talk about any other thing else other than this.
So, Naima, do you think
you can... Let me ask Naima a question. Let me ask you, Will, why were you trying to earlier... It seemed like you were trying to comfort Kelly, saying that Kelly was the one who put the video up.
I wasn't coming for Kelly. I was going by who it said that uploaded it, and it said Big Sexy Mizrahi. That's also like an email that she uses when you want to send pictures and do other things or whatever like that. That's what I was like, well, it seemed like she did upload it. But I didn't come for that lady. Neither did I try her compared to the peanut galleries that were on that post that gave their opinion.
Uh-huh.
I just simply only went by only what it said when you looked over on the side of World Star Hip Hop on that website. When you look on the side where it says it wasn't thanks, but it says something. It kind of lets you know that who it was that uploaded the what's the name? It said Big Sexy Mizrahi.
No, I don't think it was saying that it was who uploaded. They was giving her credit because they took it from her YouTube page, so they have to credit where it came from. I mean,
I wasn't coming for her.
Big Sexy Mizrahi or whatever. So basically, they were saying like this video came from Big Sexy Mizrahi from her YouTube.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I didn't look at it like that. But like I said, she also told the girls that if y'all want to carry, y'all want to act like animals, y'all want to fight, y'all want to do all these things or whatever like that, she's going to record it and she's going to put it up on her page or her YouTube page, and it is what it is. As it goes up, it could be shared. I mean, her page is open. All of her pages on Facebook are open, as well as her YouTube page. Anybody can go on it. You can copy the link and paste it anywhere or whatever case may be. Put your brain on it. So at the end of the day, yes, they gave credit to her, but I mean, she's a bold enough bitch that she'll tell you if she did it or she didn't. And if she says she didn't, I retract mine because when it said credit to a big, I was just like, damn, it seemed like she really did. But now that you explain it like that, Tiffany, no, she probably really did not do it or whatever. But at the end of the dog one day, she told y'all it was going to go up. But she told the girls anyway, even before this awards ball ever even came up, that any type of site, any type of anything going on, it's on one of the aftermaths. She said that she was going to record it and she was going to upload it just so these girls could see just how foolish that they act. So let's not use this doggone lady as a doggone scapegoat, and let's not just try to, you know, throw the blame on her. The blame goes to the girls who were acting a fool. Period.
Exactly. That's not what I'm upset about, Naima. What I'm upset about is whether or not innocent people who were just there, who had nothing to do with the incident, who could be attacked because, I mean, their faces are blurred out on the news, but your face is all out. And that camera was really damn clear. That Samsung
Galaxy.
But you
know what, Marcus? And I'm not coming for you when I ask you, when I say this, but how do we know that you ain't really sitting into the news? Or how do we know that you ain't even the one who either gave all of this just so you could
running away from the news? First off,
let me tell you something. Don't you know don't you know celebrities and stars actually call the media to tell them where they're going to be just so they can care? But you know what, honey? Let me tell you something. You don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a star. You just want to be relevant to be talking about after the ball is over.
You made me relevant by talking about my ball and sending all the girls to it. Bitch, you didn't even come, but you're still talking about it. Thank you. You made me relevant.
No, I'm not talking about anything. This is the first time of me even talking about
thank
it. All
you.
I was expressing was my opinion.
You.
Maybe you were the one who probably sent the information in or called the media or anything like that.
The video? Why would I send them the video and then not even make a comment?
Why wouldn't
would
you is
stupid.
The question.
What,
that's
hold
not,
on,
it's
now,
not a stupid question.
Why
wouldn't you?
I live in this city. I work here. My family lives here. That would be something a late queen would do to bring attention to themselves. Who the fuck needs that kind of attention? See, I'm not
you.
No faggot. I'm not no queen that's just going to run around and be like, yes, bitch, I'm gay. If you ask me if I'm gay, I'll tell you I'm gay. But I'm not going to go around, bitch, I'm coming. That's not me. I'm a black man who happens to be gay. I'm not a gay black man.
Yeah, you wasn't even trained
tomato,
on that
tomato,
side
potato, potato,
profile.
Potato,
shut up,
Nate. It's still the same thing.
It's not. I don't have to go around promoting my sexuality. If someone asks, they inquire, I don't mind telling them.
No one said that you were going around promoting your sexuality, Marcus. No one said that. All
it
I
is.
Said was,
I mean,
how do we know that you're not the one who asked you, who sent the information
and
who
asked
you to give
you
my
word. I guess my word. And if you want to put me in a conspiracy theory, it's whatever. I know what Kelly said. She recorded it. She said she was going to do it mysteriously and get up there. Does it bark like a dog? If it looks like a dog, bitch, it's a dog.
Well, like I said, you can't blame that lady. If that lady said she did not do
I'm
it,
a,
no, what I'm saying is, because you made a whole post in the official ballroom, you made a whole post attacking that dog. You made a whole post attacking that doggone lady. But you made a whole post attacking that lady. Let me tell you something. It could have been, what if it was 10 other people
Naima,
that recorded that dog on function? What if it, what
I'm
saying is, what if it was 10 people?
I felt as though Kelly was wrong. Believe me, there's a lot I could have said. There's a lot about Kelly could have said about me. We
Kelly
didn't go there.
Wrong.
It was what
How
it was.
Kelly wrong?
All I know.
We didn't play that game. We kept it
that
social.
That lady is not, like I said, that lady is not wrong. What if it was?
Hello?
Yes, Jasmine did to them what she did to me and Bishop.
Well, can I say this real quick? Marcus, that's the only thing I don't agree with.
Marcus is in private with Naima right now.
Oh, well, I'll say this to period to the whole world. This is what I don't like about what they said about, uploading it made the media look at us wrong. This is my thing. When media take out and all them social sites like World Star Hip Hop and media take out pictures of the girls up and call them, oh, this tranny was with this star, or this is a tranny, look at it, or this tranny. Y'all laugh and y'all kiki about that. Y'all say, oh, look who made media take out. Look who did this. Y'all never say, oh, well, that girl might get killed because look at all the comments. They say, it's a man, or, oh, she tricking the niggas, or blah, blah, blah. Y'all never say, oh, well, maybe somebody will kill her. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think it's a funny game and a kiki, so you can't have it one way, honey, not the other, baby. That's just not going to work.
Next.
Well, Faith Ebony said that he is now pressing charges against Tony for catching him with the axe, and his uncle is also a head agent for the State Bureau of Investigations in Raleigh.
Oh, shit.
So, that just came across my desk.
Well, then why he didn't get the man who beat him bloody on the floor in New York if his uncle is a head place or whatever?
Because that's in New York, it's not Raleigh.
That was a, and that was a different situation. That was something that Faith caused on his own. So.
Oh, he caused it.
Right, because is everybody forgetting that I did not throw a chair or a punch? I was trying to defuse the shit and got chased down and hacked with an axe above
my
waist.
He really was trying to defuse it, though, because he was with us trying to
right.
keep the thing under control. He really was trying to defuse it. That I can actually say is true.
With the axe but above my waist, and that is an attempt of murder. I was willing to get stabbed last year and paid, having to be reviewed for my life and paid. What? I was willing to get stabbed last year and paid it, having to be viewed for my life. I'm not paying this one. So, he's bracing charges.
Keeping my head above water.
You know, and I know we're not supposed to touch on this, but I kind of think if more people was to do that, then they would kind of dampen it down. I think everybody's running scared with their heads between their legs and not wanting to say anything or scared to say something.
Hey, you better be careful, honey. You already was threatened one time now, girl.
Again, if people are afraid to do that, and they're going to keep getting threatened, but if you actually step forward and do something, then maybe it will die down. Sometimes the chance you have to take. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like a lot of people. I'm not scared of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared to say how I feel or whatever that case, because, A, I'm an adult. I can handle myself, and I also know how to pick up a phone and call. And I also know how to show up in court when needed be. You know what I'm saying?
You're one of the girls that's going to make everything.
Somebody would do.
I'm not going to let it go.
Huh? Why would I let it go?
Wait a minute,
Tiffany. If I got hit in the waist with a hack, then I should let it go. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. We didn't say what it was. I said, you just said I know how to show up for court appearances. I said, so you're one of those girls that's going to make sure you are at every court appearance.
I'm not a girl, but yes, I'm one of those gentlemen that will show up to court. You're absolutely motherfucking right. Yeah, if you press charges, why wouldn't you? I'm confused.
But you have to realize that it was a bigger thing. I'm nervous about the next ball that may happen. These people come here and the police come and come, or somebody, straight people come and find out where it is. They saw YouTube. People have gotten really smart. With the ballroom scene used to be underground, so people, the people who knew about it, they wanted to be there, or they accepted it. We now, we're promoting ourselves on TV. We're not, we have to be very careful. You know, shit, somebody might come. We don't know what could happen and what's going to happen. If it does happen, we're going to be like, oh, well, sorry, so sad. I believe there are benefits to the ballroom scene going mainstream, but I also think there are going to be some hindrances, too. My example was, before we allow people in our dirty house, we have some cleaning up we need to do. There's some things that we need to restructure before we allow Bravo and VH1 and MTV into our community. Because once it happens, we're going to be exploited.
Well, you know what? And there's no shade. And let me just say this. Let me play the other side of that. You're absolutely right, Marcus. But in this incident, somebody actually did get hurt. They get injured. So the police want to investigate that. What the fuck is wrong with that? I don't understand. What is wrong with the police? What's the Instagram?
There's nothing wrong with that. I think for the good of the people, I think they should investigate it. But my issue is, for the people, y'all don't realize how many emails I got today from people saying, oh, my God, my face can't be shown on the news. Oh, my, because they were in the.
They can be shown on any video where they're voguing down and they're sitting in the audience. Their face still can be shown.
Well, I think some people are concerned about that, too.
Well,
they
should just watch ball clips. If they worried about getting shown on TV, then they should just sit at home like little Tito Chris and just watch it on YouTube.
I have a problem with balls going on YouTube. I think that's a little too accessible.
You know what, though? At the end of the day, we sit back, and I say we because I include myself. We all sit back and we watch reality shows like Atlanta Housewives, like all these other places where they have drama or they be fighting, and we live for it. We want to see it. You know, we can't wait till next week to see what's going to happen, to see all of these things or whatever like that. To me, that's no different. Those are reality shows. Some of them are scripted, some of them are not. To me, that's no difference in you posting something up on a ball. I mean, posting something in a ballroom community or something that's underground, whatever like that, that hit mainstream and they have drama. It's drama every doggone way. Some things
is
being filmed, some things aren't.
Those people are being compensated to look like that. They're getting paid to act like fools.
Baby, there is no reality TV that's not scripted. Everything is scripted.
Yeah, it is scripted,
right.
Yeah.
And they're getting paid. They're getting paid to do that. We're sitting here, and that's what I'm saying. People are recording us and exploiting us because they're going to get money from it. And we're made to look like fools and heathens, and you're not even getting nothing for it. Tyler Perry puts on a dress because he gets paid to put on a dress. Tyler Perry don't put on no dress just to put on no dress.
Now, I don't know about that, Marcus.
That I know of.
Oh, well, Chanel.
So you know what I mean? So we have to sit here. There are advantages to the ballroom scene going mainstream. I just think there's some cleaning up that needs to be done before we go this far. Before MTV and VH1. Right, to the top, to the bottom. Before VH1 comes in here, you know, I'm telling y'all, 2 years ago, I was approached by Bravo about doing a, you know, not a reality show, but they wanted to film a whole ball. And I literally told them, I don't think the ballroom scene is ready for that. The drugs.
Well,
at
the rate they're going with these girls and their egos, and these girls wanted to be so opinionated and wanted to stay relevant and wanted to stay being known, whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, then no type of media is going to be coming through recording the girls, because the girls just can't, they can't not, they just, they act like they cannot conduct themselves.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Naima. I think, like Marcus said, this video is going to bring a lot of attention to balls. So I think there's just going to be a lot of, like when the whole craft thing was hot and you saw all these weird people, like these weird white people standing around in these gothic outfits, like, bitch, where the fuck are you doing at a ball? You know what I'm saying?
With the reality TV that's going on nowadays with this video, they would want to come and
they
do
will,
the
exactly.
Ball, drama
they're definitely
going
to come to balls. Exactly. I guarantee that the ball's going
to
be hot again.
From the ballroom scene to act like it's drama and a fight going on, because that's what sells. It's sad to say it, but that's what sells nowadays. We just said it ourselves. We like to watch Bad Girls Club, the Real Housewives of Atlanta and all that stuff. This is the stuff that sells on TV. Unfortunately, it happens every day. Like Naima said, this is not nothing different. That's why I'm gagging at everybody's fucking gagging.
Right.
I think the difference is, Mark, that everybody's gagging because you actually, mind you, like we said, it's only 4 minutes of the video, but you actually see it. You know what I'm saying? You actually see tables being thrown at a woman, or you actually see people being running out of things.
Y'all basing this story off of something that occurred for 4 minutes and 58 seconds. Did y'all
let me say
the
something.
The situation
y'all
that
hear
came
me?
And happened between
yeah.
two individuals.
Y'all
hear talking, Mark.
Let me
escalated.
Say something to y'all. We only got 15 minutes into the show, okay? But I want to say something clearly so you guys have an understanding about everything that is happening here. Just like we are all going based on the 4 minutes of the show, I mean the video that we've seen, there's way more to the story than that meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very bigger picture. And I'm going to explain it to you now because they are no longer on the line. They're no longer listening. I'm going to leave it at that. But I damn sure this is not the first time I damn sure got my call, because there's faggots out there that love to report drama. And I'm going to give my opinion and everything tomorrow, but I will give you guys a taste. Nobody cares about what happened before the 4 minutes. We're talking about them. They don't care what happened before the 4 minutes. They don't care about what happened after the 4 minutes. They care about what they visually see. They care about what the people in Charlotte that contacted the media saying that the women in that area feel threatened or scared for their lives. Is this a new gang dressed in red and white that are attacking women in the area? They are not looking at nobody walking in with an axe. They're not looking at nobody walking in with a machete. All they see is a group of young men dressed in red and white, which they think is gang-affiliated, attacking women. That is what their investigation is about. That is what the phone calls were about. That is what the people that went to the precinct were told. So it's a bigger picture. They know who we are. They've been dealing with us for years. But when it gets out to the media, when the people are looking at it that it may threaten them, they have nothing else to do. They can't do nothing but investigate. And that's what it's boiling down to. The red and white attacking women. You will hear more about this tomorrow, but I'm just letting you know. We know. They don't care. We can kill ourselves. But when people feel threatened, and they start reaching out because they are scared, that is what happens. And they have to attack. They have to investigate. And when you cause an investigation, then it starts the other things. Where's this money coming from? Where's the fashion and all these expensive clothes coming from? The flyers are saying thousands of dollars. Believe me, I've been doing this for so many years. I've gotten the calls millions of times. I've had to show many tax returns and paperwork where these $5,000, $10,000 come from. So believe me, I know what I'm talking about. It's a bigger picture. Bottom line, I feel bad. It's fucked up with what's going to happen. It's really, really sad. But I will save that for tomorrow. But that's what y'all guys need to think about. No one cares. It's all about visual. No one cares about what happened before. No one cares about what happened after. They care about what they see. And that's what the first thing they see is the fact of chairs being thrown at a female.
In a very expensive area of Charlotte. We were in the hood. We were in the nice area.
In that area, the people in that area that contacted the media and said, oh, my God, what is going on in this neighborhood? What is happening in this neighborhood? Black people dressed in red and white attacking women. That is what the investigation is about. Any other time, they would have left it alone. Is this a replay of what happened 2 years ago? Oh my God, this is where it all stems from. Nobody cares about, we know, we feel, whatever, but we're talking about them. We're talking about the investigation. But listen in tomorrow because it gets much, much deeper.
Mm. I agree.
So, Naima, how are you?
I'm good.
You know, I had to ask you something the other day, and I wanted you to see it, and I forgot what it fucking was. Now that I think about it.
You ain't posted in our room?
Bitch, oh, my God. What was it? Michi, yeah, you're muted. Because you don't be saying nothing, Michi. You're back on, Michi.
Oh, shit.
Michi.
You the one with all
Hello?
That wind noise.
Actually, no, I was on mute, thanks. And I'm sitting in the house, so there's no wind.
Naima, Lil Wayne and Drake's video. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Go to YouTube and look up Lil Wayne and Drake's video, how it represents, oh my God, represents evil, the devil, how it represents homosexuality.
Yeah.
That this place somewhere, I think it's in the Carolinas, no shade, but they go in the woods and the gay people have sex, and it's supposed to represent demons.
It's supposed to represent Sodom and Gomorrah.
it's supposed to represent something that's praying to the devil, and Lil Wayne's new video, they're doing it, and all this. Child, it was a big mess. You need to look.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen it, Naima?
No, I haven't. Uh-uh.
It's been all, like, in the news. The churches are talking about
it. It was on Facebook.
The representation of the video is supposed to be.
But you know what, though? It doesn't surprise me because Lil Wayne wears a lot of clothing, Luciferian clothing, and he wears Luciferian emblemed hats and balsamet hats, and clothing and stuff. You get into a lot of his tattoos where he has the upside down cross, which represents Luciferian religion. If you notice, if anybody who knows anything about Luciferian religion, which is the worship of Lucifer or the devil, whatever you want to call him, every symbol that represents Christ is turned around backwards or it's mocking him. So, you know, if you have the Star of David or the Jewish star, it's turned around, and then you put in the goat head in it, and that's Baphomet.
Drake's tattoo, and I think it was like an owl or something, and it represented the gay stuff.
Owl. Yeah, when you get into the owl, that's when you get into the bohemian club that the president and other electoral and high-ranking, officials and other people who are in power around the world, they go to the bohemian club, which is located in California, and they do a lot of that, whatever you want to call it, deception. Huh?
Well, I got to be in California. Why can't I be in New York?
Because that's where they go at, and that's where a lot of the kidnappings of children that they sacrifice and that they kill and things like that happen up there in California. But it's a certain section. It's called the Bohemian Club, and I forgot what part of California it's located in, but it's way up in the woods, way up in the mountains. And they worship the owl out there. And I researched the owl a little bit, but I don't want to get in depth to it because I don't want to give people on the show the wrong information. But you are right, Jasmine, with the owl and then worshiping it and its symbolism in it. But I'll give y'all more information and details on that in our room that we're in. But yeah, you're right. But no, I haven't seen it, Jasmine, but I will look at it and give you my rebuttal on that.
So Jasmine, what did you think of the video? Like, what was your take? What was your reaction?
I didn't watch the video, in all honesty. I didn't watch it at all.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch it. I mean, I was like, wow. But I only watched it because it was brought up.
I have to read a message.
I don't even know.
I have to read a message that Kelly posted really quickly. And the show's about to go off air. So, again, thank everybody for keeping it cute tonight. And remember, tomorrow, Kelly, I love how the girls made it about me. But it's all good because I am a bad bitch. And I will not back down for no one at all. Thank you to all the girls that have seen my side. It's sad that I'm made out to be some type of bitch. But to the ones that know me outside of my life, we call ballroom, I love you. I just want to also say thank you to all the people that have been a part of my show for all these years. We have been around. Jasmine, thank you for all you have done for me. Michelle, Tony, I'm sorry for what happened to your son. I feel bad for that lady's place. All I can say is I hope ballroom goes back to the way it was back in the Mark Ballroom days and the YWCA was around. Love you, sis Kelly, but it'll never happen. Sorry, it won't happen.
But this is a wake-up call. And it's going to
wake up.
Because
personally, I don't want to keep being...
It's all about money. That's why it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to say that I did enjoy the show. You know, it was slightly on the draining side, but I did enjoy the Tea Party show tonight, and that I look forward to tomorrow, Jasmine,
sitting with you when you talk to Tony and stuff like that, and I look forward to hearing what he has to say about this whole situation. I love each and every one of y'all on the Tea Party cast.
Not about this situation only, but go ahead.
I love each and every one of y'all on this on the Tea Party or what have you, and yes, I'll be looking forward to tomorrow's show and all that sort of.
Good night.
Whoop.
Good night.
Ichi.
Good night, everyone. Jasmine will be able to ask questions tomorrow. To Tony.
We'll talk, Nietzsche. We'll talk. Good night. Mark.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mark. Enrique.
Good night. Remember, only you can make a change.
That's right. London, not London, Tiffany.
Good night. When is Enrique ever going to get off of the damn show? Good night.
Oh, my God.
I'm just...
Jason.
Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week and enjoy your weekend. Be safe.
London. That hole disappeared. London. Okay. Good night, everybody. And see